Greetings, Daily Audio Bible family. Hey, this call is in response to Darcy from Oregon. Darcy, several of us heard your call and have been praying for you. We appreciate you sharing your journey, battling loneliness, and the very, very tough journey for the last few years. And we really appreciate you being bold enough to confess and then pray for others that are in the same situation. We heard your beautiful prayer, you know, having eyes to see and ears to hear, that is planted by the Lord in your heart. We believe He's going to continue to show Himself to you in new ways. As you seek, as you respond, He's going to be able to fill some of these voids in ways that you didn't know, didn't anticipate. And if you listen to Brian and Jill, you know sometimes you need to seek professional help. If we can afford it, do it. Keep yourself in the hands of people that know and love God. But we see good things for your journey. We're praying for you. Call in and let us know. Have discernment with the people that you let into your life. Find people that you can trust that know Him. We are pulling for you, and we love you.
Good morning. I just want to say a prayer for the woman that often calls in and prays for businesses. And she's asking for prayer. Sounds like she's running two organizations, whether businesses or nonprofits, NGOs. But things are kind of getting stressful, and she has some big meetings coming up, and they may have already happened. But Lord, we know you work outside of time and space, and so we just lift this sister up. We thank you for her consistency in prayer. Even if we don't own businesses, a lot of us work for businesses, and our livelihoods are kind of intertwined. And so we just pray again. We thank you for her consistency in lifting these businesses up and these organizations up. And allow us to remember, and those that own businesses to remember, that you know, while not explicitly mentioned in, as you know, a mission field in the New Testament, it could be their mission field, and it's the way they bring the fullness of the kingdom to earth and facilitate human flourishing and just be the light of Jesus. And so we lift these up, and again, we lift her up, and whatever meeting she has, whatever stress is weighing on her, whatever self-doubt has plagued her, we pray that the enemy wouldn't use that and whisper things that would cause her to doubt herself or feel insecure, and that you would just be her strength in her weakness, Lord. In your son's name I pray. Amen.
Hi, this is God's Life Speaker. I was calling for two people, Jax in Canada, and Consecrated to God, who had such an awesome testimony about being healed from cancer, but was calling also for Daniel, the gentle giant. So Jax, by now, since I heard this on the June 21st community prayer, you might have already been in the process of shutting your business down, but going into manufacturing and having some city council member meetings. And so you just wanted to make sure you were not doing anything in your own strength. And friend, your heart is open before the Lord, and He sees it. And so move in the Spirit, and you seem to be well aware of self. So in the name of Jesus, we pray favor over you and your next steps, and may the Lord just show you which way to go. We pray it in Jesus' name. Amen. And Consecrated for Daniel, and who's adopted and was deemed a psychopath at the age of 4. I'm just not really sure how that's possible, but I'm not a doctor. But he has had some labels. And I think, yes, God gives us medical intervention, but I think we need some spiritual intervention, some generational ties being broken that his parents, his adopted parents, don't even know about, and some spiritual house cleaning, and speaking life over this child, and renouncing the names and the terms that he's been given, and speaking God's glory into and over him, and healing, inner healing that way. God, with God, all things are possible, but we need to do our part to take away those curse words spoken over him, and bless him. And we pray that in the name of Jesus. Amen.
Hello, Daily Audio Bible family. This is Karen from Florida. I'm needing prayer for my son again. My son Nathaniel, who was in rehab and got clean, and unfortunately, he has relapsed, and it's really affecting his life and his marriage and those of us that love him very deeply. And I just really pray that you would ask the Lord with me to deliver him once and for all in his life from these horrible addictions that he has. So, Lord, I just come before you now, and I thank you that you are greater than all these things, Lord, that you're the great and mighty King of Kings and Lord of Lords. And I ask you, Father, just to cover Nathaniel with the blood of Christ and forgive him, Lord, for he does not know what he's doing. And deliver him from these addictions that have him bound in chains. Just break the power of addiction over his life in the name of Jesus. And I pray that he would finally, Lord, be able to be set free and to walk in this life with you. Bring the right people into his life that can help him, that can walk with him, that can walk with him daily, that he would be able to get through this. And I pray for his wife, that she would also be strong, that you'd bring good people into her life, good, solid believers into her life, who can speak into her life and help her through this time. Please protect their marriage, Lord. I thank you for all you do. In Jesus' name, amen.
Hey, Dad family, this is Kristen, a.k.a. Christ in Me, and I wanted to give an update on Courtney and her family. Courtney is going to be transferred to a rehabilitation center where she is expected to be walking in the next 6 to 9 months. So she has a lot of rehab to do, so your continued prayers would be awesome. And I would like to actually also pray, request prayer for my husband Wes, for healing from the crown of his head to the soles of his feet, in his mind, body, and heart, and that he would draw upon you, Lord God, and draw closer to you. Lord, we just lift up Courtney to your throne room of grace. We just pray for healing from the crown of her head to the soles of her feet, that you would give her comfort and peace and strength, and you would give comfort and peace and strength to her family for this journey that they are taking in recovery. Lord, that she would be restored to as she once was, Lord God, and her heart would be turned towards you, Lord God, and she would see that it was you that healed her. And I lift up my husband, Wes. Lord, just heal him from the crown of his head to the soles of his feet. Heal his mind, body, and heart. Bring him closer to you. Just give him peace and comfort in Jesus' mighty, matchless name, we pray. And we thank you ahead of time for everything that you're doing in Wes and Courtney's lives. We thank you, Lord, that we can come to you and pray like this with our Dab family.
Beloved in Texas, I am so proud of you. You just spilled out your, kind of like your guts. And I think that there's going to be a lot of dabbers around the globe that are going to say, yep, I need to be transparent. I need to be honest and open and just say, I'm struggling. Well, sister, I want to pray for you because I identified with a struggle, not the same one, but it humbles me to know that I can be safe and I can say what I need to say. And the only fruit that I want it to produce is that I bring glory to the Lord, and I think you're going to do just that. Lord, I thank you for Beloved in Texas, and I'm just so proud of her for speaking up because you, Lord, have spoken to her heart, and she wants to trust and obey you. So I pray that you would give her the power of the Holy Spirit to overcome what she is trying to kick. It's a habit, and we all have habits, and some of us know that our habits aren't good, and we do them anyway. So, Father, it could be a myriad of things for the dabbers across the nation, but I'm just praying right now in Jesus' name that we would all fess up to you, O Lord. You already know what's going on. And so we just need to say, help us. We trust you in Jesus' name. God bless you. Bye-bye.
Hey, family, Beloved in Bakersfield, calling in July 18th to pray over our children. We can rejoice, too, when we run into problems and trials, for we know they help us develop endurance, and endurance develops strength of character, and character strengthens our confident hope of salvation. And this hope will not lead to disappointment, for we know how dearly God loved us, because he has given us the Holy Spirit to fill our hearts with his love. Romans 5:3-5. We can become discouraged at any stage of a parenting journey. In the earliest years, we wonder how long it will take for our children to sleep through the night. Then we wonder how long it will be until our child listens and obeys. Later, we wonder how long it is going to take for our teenager to come to his senses. In every period of waiting, we're tempted to lose hope, which can make parenting a heavy burden. Parenting well requires endurance, love over the long haul, a willingness to wait for God to work. So one of the most important tasks for a parent is simply to refuse to give up when things are hard. When we need strength to endure, the Spirit brings to mind the truths of Scripture to infuse us with hope. When we're tempted to think that we are the wrong parents for our children, the Spirit reminds us that God placed them with us so they could know him. Acts 17:26-27. To be continued.
Hello, my DAB family. This is Jamie in New Jersey, standing on the Word of God. I humbly ask you to please pray with me. Dear Father in Heaven, you are so good. Your blessings are abundant in our lives, not only because we can feel a sense of calm today, but also because you have worked so miraculously through all the hard times. You have kept your promise never to leave us or forsake us, and we can see your hand, which has been steady through all the turbulence in our lives. Thank you for your faithfulness. Thank you for your provision. Thank you that we can trust you when times are hard. Thank you for working even when things look chaotic. Let our hearts be filled with gratitude for the people who enrich our lives and for the opportunities we have been given. We pray we can remember to put you first in every way. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Thank you for praying along with me, my brothers and sisters. I love each and every one of you. Have a good night.
Hello, DAB family. This is Kneebender in Tennessee and in the East. Praying for Darlene from California. She posted on July 12th at timestamp 1 hour 19 and a half minutes about her son Stephen. Let's lift up Darlene in our prayers. Heavenly Father, we ask that your light would break through into Stephen's RV and his mind and his heart, that he would experience your light, setting him free. The angelic force, your Holy Spirit, all the power of the prayers of the saints and his mom, Darlene, come unto Stephen's life. Father, we pray for healing the brain injury, Father, and the healing from the scars left by the demons in his life, and all the influences he's had over the years. At his age of 42, Father, Lord, we know your power. If we believe, you're able to restore him, make him whole, make him new. So we pray for Stephen in your name, Jesus Christ, asking God that Darlene will experience a breakthrough, Stephen will experience a breakthrough. They'll walk in your freedom through the name of your precious Son, Jesus Christ. Thank you, Abba Father. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you, our dear beloved Lord, for your power in her life. In Jesus' name, amen. This is Knee Bender in Tennessee in the East, signing out.
Hi, this is Chastity from Kansas. I wanted to call and ask for a prayer for my family and I. Recently, I've just felt a push on my heart to go back to school to pursue a degree in special education. A lot of that is from my child is autistic. He was diagnosed with autism a couple years ago. And I just want to understand him better and know him better, understand better ways of communicating with him. And he's coming a long way. He's getting words, and he communicates his wants and needs to us most of the time. But I still feel like there's so much more I could know, and then I would want to use that degree also to pour back into our community. We're in a very small rural community, so we don't have a lot of services around us. And so I would love to be able to help pour back into our community in one way or another with this degree. But I also put in my resignation at my job. I had a full-time job at our local high school, and it was great, but it just wasn't the right fit for me. And I have gotten some pushback from my family since I've put in my resignation, like basically telling me, you need to work, you need to make money. And I want, as much as I want to be that person who can work full-time and go to school full-time and be a mom and be a wife, I'm not that person. I can't. I would get easily overwhelmed, and I wouldn't have the right kind of attitude. I would be too overwhelmed and frustrated easily with all the stress of all of those things. And so I'm trying to be okay with that, to tell myself it is okay. Not everybody is like that. Not everybody can do those things. I am pursuing part-time work while going to school full-time, while my husband works full-time. So I just wanted to ask for prayers that the Lord leads and helps provide for us.
I'm just calling in a prayer for Amanda, who's not able to see her kids. I've been there, and I know how hard that is. Father God, we just lift up Amanda and her children and her ex-husband right now in the name of Jesus. Father, I ask that you would give Amanda peace in the waiting, Father. Allow her heart to trust you, that all things work out for her and her kids good in your glory, Father. I pray that you would give her a supernatural serving of wisdom during this time. Allow her to control her reactions and emotions so that she walks uprightly through this unjust circumstance. And Father, we thank you that you can protect the children's hearts, that there will not be a rift between her and her children, Father. You can keep that bond alive even when they're not able to see one another. And Lord, I also want to lift up her ex-husband. Father, I ask that you would soften his heart. I ask that you would give him clarity. I rebuke that selfishness and the resentment in Jesus' name. And Lord, I ask that you just bring people into his path that can speak life. In Jesus' name, amen.
Hey, Dad family. As you can tell by my previous prayers, I'm behind on the community prayer, but I wanted to lift up Imani. Father, come to you right now in the name of Jesus, and we just lift up Imani. Father, I pray that you would give her the opportunity to healthily mourn the loss of her leg. Father, I just come against, preemptively, I come against any anger, resentment, any just any negative feelings that would cause her destruction in adjusting to life without her leg, Father. I just thank you for supernatural peace and joy. I pray protection over her heart and mind. In Jesus' name, amen.
Micah and Awe, this is God's Life Speaker. I heard you on the community prayers responding to somebody else June 28th. And you were talking about sharing. Thank you for the sharing, because it makes things so real for the rest of us when we share our struggles. And you had said that you were having a horrible night and your mind was just going off, and you called it an attack, saying that you were not good enough, you weren't going to have friends, whatever it was. All of it was negative. And you went to sleep, and then you woke up and you were in a different state of mind. But the person that you were responding to was talking about being grateful for it all, in it all. Not that we're grateful for the circumstances, but we're grateful for who's in control of the circumstances, and that's our God. But being vigilant, you had said something about what you had called these attacks on your thinking, and you had said, what is going on? And that is a level of awareness, and that's where we all need to start waking up. Wake up, rise up, be awakened, so that we can be living by the Spirit and not by our flesh, because the flesh would be like, what's going on? Yes, this is true. You'll never XYZ. But when we take control of that and awake to it, then we can speak scripture over it and stand in victory with our Christ who stood in victory. We're not fighting for victory. We are fighting from victory. We're children of God. Heavenly Father, or High King of Heaven, which comes from the song, Thou Art My Vision, and from our beloved Prisoner of Hope, would you please help us to awaken to these negative thoughts and walk by the Spirit, and may you get all the glory in Jesus' name.
Good morning, my dad family. So glad I am reaching out to you for prayer. Tomorrow, Saturday, I am taking my grandson back to Pennsylvania to his mom and sister. It's a broken family situation, and there's a lot of darkness. I will actually be seeing my son for the first time in quite some time on Tuesday. And I really am asking for prayer that I would be a voice of God's hope and peace. He's really negative about the Lord, but I want to go as a vessel of Christ into this situation. This family is broken. My grandson is traumatized by the brokenness he's experienced. Please just pray for Carter, who is the grandson I'm taking back. And please pray for me in my time that I will actually be with my son on Tuesday, for me to walk in Christ's love and power and peace. And I do pray for the darkness that has been the cause of all this to be broken in all the lives that are involved. Thank you.
Hi, Daily Audio Bible family. This is Leo and the Lamb. The day is Saturday, July 19th at 7:58 a.m. Eastern Time. I'm calling from Lansdale, Pennsylvania. Last time I shared a prayer on this line was probably about 2 or 3 years ago. Well, I just graduated from nursing school, a 4-year RN program, and I took my board exam, the NCLEX, last week and passed, and I am now a licensed registered nurse. Praise the Lord. He has really seen me through the season of my life. It was perhaps the hardest season I've ever been through, because also last year I went through a very rough breakup with my girlfriend, whom I dated for only 3 months, but we had been good friends for 6 years, and I also lost the friendship because she wanted to go no contact. And so we have not talked for 7 months now, since November. And I'm still grieving that relationship, and just asking for prayer that God would have his way with my life, with my career. I want his plans for my career, for my first job as a registered nurse. and I want to, I'm passionate about the chronic care settings. I love the special needs setting. I've been a special needs home health aide, one-to-one companion support for 2.5 years now, and I love doing that. I think I'd also be good in hospice, but acute care would also be good experience for me. Well, I just would like the Lord's plan for me, and he's been a faithful friend through all of the sorrow and grief, so thank you, everyone. And it's great to still hear from a lot of you who are here after all this time. God bless.
Hey, family, I want to lift up Sean from London. Oh, Father God, I come to you right now in the name of Jesus. And I just lift up this brother in Christ. And Father, you've, through your sacrifice on the cross and through the Holy Spirit, you've given us authority. And I want to exercise that authority right now in Jesus' name. I come against these spirits of self-destruction and condemnation. I speak peace. I speak joy. Oh, Father God, I speak a supernatural revelation of your love for him, Father. I ask that you help him to fall in love with you. Meet him where he is. Bring people into his life to walk beside him and disciple him in love and not judgment. Thank you, Jesus.
Max, this is God's Life Speaker. I heard you on the community prayers of June 28th, about 55 minutes into it. It is July 19th. You were sharing that you have felt lost, numb, since the loss of your dad in September. And, well, there is no replacement for such special parents. And there is a grieving process. So, yes, you do need to mourn him, but you need to celebrate him. And often when I miss my mom, I think, this is not what she would want. She would not want to see me so sad. And it, even though it's hard, we do need to, with the power of the Holy Spirit, just begin to praise him for the years we had and run memories or cry or whatever it is. But if he were here right now, what would he say? He would want to say, that's my son, Max. Look at him go. He's bringing people to the Lord. He's standing up for his family. He's great in the community. He is a believer in Christ, and he is Christ-like every single day. You know that's what your dad would want. So I pray that you begin to look up, look up. We can't be living in the flesh. Yes, feel your feelings, but don't walk them out. And just ask the Lord, Holy Spirit, help me get through this. Heavenly Father, would you wrap your arms around Max? Would you be the Father, his Father? You are. Lord, would you be ever present to help him go forward, tell the story of his dad, share it with others, and to be a mighty man of God? We're asking this and praying it for Max in the name of Jesus.
Taken with love from Louisiana, this is God's Life Speaker. I heard about the Christmas presents that you were sharing that sit in the corner that are ever present waiting for your children, probably even grandchildren, I'm not sure, to return. It is just so heavy on my heart that just families that are divided are no longer together are, for whatever reason, you know, we as parents, we make mistakes. Oh my goodness, we make mistakes. You know, our kids, I was a rebellious teenager, walked away from my parents. But I turned around, not even being a Christian, because it, I don't know, something didn't feel right about not being able to talk to my mom. And came home to apologize, though there was decades still left of work to do. But let's just pray Jesus, Father, Holy Spirit. Oh, you just know the heartache of a mama here and taken with love. And so many more, but right now we're going to pray for her. We're going to pray for restoration of relationship, sweet memories to wash across her children's minds, for just that hole in the heart that you can only fill. Lord, I just pray that you would return the daughters and sons to take him with love, and that there would be such a joyous celebration of your birth, Christmas, and the gift of family. I just pray it. You're able, Lord. In Jesus' name, amen. Hi, Dad family. This is God's Life Speaker. I heard a woman who didn't leave her name on June 28th community prayers, but she was thanking Brian and family for just bringing the Holy Spirit understanding, I think it was, but she was still saying that she was hoping to someday hear from the Holy Spirit, hear his voice. And I would say that we need to collaborate on Brian's words with the Holy Spirit, inviting him in, repenting, confessing along the way, and allowing him into every aspect of our life. And we will hear from him. He speaks through his word. So if you're in his word, it's good that Brian and Jill and everybody reads to us and commentaries for us, but we've got to be alone with Christ. We can go back and read what they just read and be alone with Christ and read the word aloud, or however you are. If you're blind, I understand that doesn't work, but as easily as it would be for the rest of us. But to be alone, even with the same scriptures, and to say, speak, Holy Spirit, and to make margin. If we don't stop talking and be still, how does he ever get a chance to talk? How does he ever get a chance to show us? So that's a really hard practice, but if we could start with 2 minutes, maybe at the end of the prayers on the daily podcast with the music, be still. Don't think, don't pray. Just say, Holy Spirit, speak. Speak, I'm listening. And make yourself available to him. Lord, you know, Holy Spirit, you know who this woman is. Each of us, we all want to hear from you. So I pray that you would manifest yourself in a way that we each understand and hear you, and that there would be breakthrough for this woman. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen.
Hi, DAB family. This is Chris from Virginia, asking if you could please pray for my Aunt Cheryl Lindsay, who will be going under back surgery Monday, July 20th. And please also pray for me, as I am doing a little 10-minute sermon for my church. I was the previous lay leader, but this is my first time actually doing a sermon, so I definitely want to say what God wants me to say. So prayers for that, please. All right, love you all. God bless. Bye.
Hey, family. Calling in the continuation for July 18th. When we're tempted to think that our children will never turn towards God, the Spirit reminds us that God works in and through families, Acts 11:14 and 16:31. When we are afraid that something has happened that will ruin our children's lives, the Spirit reminds us that nothing can separate them from God's love, Romans 8:35-39. The Spirit reminds us that the hardest circumstances in our kids' lives are not outside of God's plans, but are a part of his plan to bring good, Romans 8:28. Lord, when we run into problems with our children, help us to remember that you work in the midst of problems and trials to develop something in us that could come no other way. We would never find refuge in the hope of salvation if we never felt the need for it. So we refuse to look for the quick and easy fix. Instead, we invite you to have your way in us to develop endurance. Give us the patience, wisdom, and love we need for parenting in all the years to come. I love you, family.
Hey, my beautiful Dab family. This is from Junk to Treasure. And I started getting a headache Tuesday of this past week. This is Friday, late July 18th. My head hurt off and on Wednesday. And Thursday morning, I had to have my aunt take me to the ER because my head was hurting so bad and my neck was hurting and I was nauseous and couldn't get the pain under control. I stayed all night with her Thursday because they gave me some medicine I never took before. And since I have problems with reactions to so much stuff, and I come home today, was feeling pretty good, and right when I was getting ready for bed, my headache started in again. So if you could please pray that God would extend mercy to me and heal whatever it is that's causing this, I would so appreciate it. Thank you so much.
I recently learned the lesson of the bamboo tree and the many parallel analogies between that tree and me. That tree can grow so tall so fast that it mystifies the mind. 90 feet or more in the first 5 years, much faster than any other tree you'll find. But for the first 4.5 years, you only see a sprout. A tiny shoot above the ground is all that'll be sticking out. But in the last 6 months of the last 5th year, it grows 90 feet or more. Only the most loyal and faithful cultivators would stick it out to see what's in store. But God is like that in our lives. He's faithful and he's true. And even when we show little or no growth, he still gives grace and mercy too. Most would say, just let it die. It looks like it's dead already. But he never loses hope for us. His hands are true and steady. Great is his faithfulness. Great is his faithfulness. Morning by morning, new mercies we see. And, you know, and when all our worldly hope is gone and no more friends are left around, that tiny sprout we had left for dead becomes a tree high above the ground, with roots so deep that the fiercest of storms can't erode its grip. They bend, they break, they sway. Some branches may break, but mostly that tree will just dip. While we see nothing above the ground, there's continual growth below. Only God can make a tree, and there's a lot of things we just don't know. But I also know that sometimes it looks like there's little or no growth in me. So I'm thankful for his loving hands, and I'm sure in time all will see that growth was present all the time, and God was present too, carefully nurturing day by day so my roots would hold firm too. Don't be so quick to judge that shoot that's barely out of the ground. God has the power to make it as strong as any tree that's around.
Hello, my DAB family. This is Jamie in New Jersey, standing on the Word of God. I humbly ask you to please pray with me. Dear Father in Heaven, thank you for the precious gift of families and friends, for the laughter we share, the memories we create, and for the treasure of love that binds us together. Grant that they, with us, may be so perfectly conformed to your holy will, that being cleansed from all sin, we may be found worthy, by the inspiration of your love, to participate together in the blessedness of your heavenly kingdom through Jesus Christ our Lord. We desire that when we are dead and gone, that they would similarly lift their souls to you. Teach those who come after us to praise, love, and obey you. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Thank you for praying with me, my brothers and sisters. I love each and every one of you. Have a good night.
Hi, DAB family. This is Dorothy out in California. I wanted to thank you for your prayers. I've come to you with health problems in the past, and God healed me from a collapsed lung to struggling making antibodies to temporary blindness. And God, the blindness, I got more, anyway, I got most of it back. But you guys prayed, and I thank you for your prayers and the miraculous healings. I know God did that. I want to come to you with a fourth condition. I went to a dentist to get a tooth filling, and he overshaved the back part of my teeth, my My teeth don't touch in the back. I went to another dentist and she said I need caps. I don't want caps. They're perfectly healthy teeth. My roots are fine. Please ask God to heal me. Please ask God to fix it. Or give this woman amazing talent to reconstruct without having to destroy them because of what happened, the first dentist, with what he did. I don't want to sue the first dentist. I believe it was an honest mistake. I believe he did try his best. He's a nice man. He volunteers. You know, I don't want to sue. I do know it's my right to, but I don't want that on public record. I don't want to, and assuming won't bring my tooth back, my teeth back. I beg God to please heal me. Please pray that God do that so it's not as complicated. Thank you.
Hi, good morning, dear B family. This is Sean from the UK. I'm just wanting to put out a prayer request for my father. His name's Ainsley Dare. He suffered a stroke on Friday in Jamaica, and he's presently in the hospital there at the University Hospital of the West Indies. My sister from Atlanta flew down yesterday, managed to get a flight, and she's there with him, and he suffered, he's awake, he's alert, he's able to speak, but he's got slurring of speech, and the left side of his body has been affected. So I'm just asking everyone to please join me in prayer for his full recovery to health in Jesus' name, for his strength, that the works of the Lord will appear suddenly and renew him to strength. God has blessed my dad with very good health for his age. He's 76 and strength, and he's also has been pursuing his walk with the Lord over the last couple of years in the fellowship that he belongs to. So please can I ask you to join in prayer for him, for me, and my sister is with him and family. I've also forgot to make a way for me to go over shortly financially so I can be there with my sister and family and with my dad. Thank you, and God bless you all. I love you all. Okay. Bye. Oh, I will say that God also made a way for the previous request for that matter with my brother. God did make a way.
Hi, this is Deb from Maine on the wonderful Midcoast, and I'm calling to share with Brian and Jill how wonderful the community prayers and encouragement that have been added to the Daily Bible app are so good. It's nice to be able to hear all the prayers over the hours and not just a few of them at the end of the devotions. Hope all is well over in Spring Hill, and I hope you're enjoying your summer. Thank you again for all of your work and all of your dedication to keeping all of us dabbers walking with the Lord and listening to him daily because of you. Lord bless.
Good morning, DAB family. This is Saved by Grace from California. Just want to lift up my brother's son, Mitchell, to God for his divine intervention. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we lift up Mitchell to you. We plead the blood of Jesus over him, Father. We ask, Father God, for deliverance, Father God. We ask, Lord, that you would remove all mind-altering substances from him, the even craving for these things, Father God. We ask a restoration to sanity, Father God. Your word says that you have not given us the spirit of fear, but of love, power, and a sound mind. And we decree and declare that over your son, Mitchell. Father God, we pray, Lord, for favor in the eyes of whoever he puts those applications in for, Father, for shelter. Lord, we ask that you provide shelter. God, we ask, Lord, that he would have an encounter with you, Father God, a divine encounter, Lord. He professes to be a Christian, Father God. I ask that your angels minister to him and call him and give him a heart of repentance to turn wholeheartedly to you, Father God, that you may help him. As the Father says, to part the Red Sea for him, Father God. Let him see the God, the power of the God, our God, that parted the Red Sea, and what you will do for him as he surrenders his life for you. I thank you for what you're going to do in his life. I thank you for the testimony that he will share with others that will glorify you so that others may come to you, Father God. I ask that you bless his father, Lord, and give him wisdom, discernment, and the knowledge, and let him speak your words. This we pray in Christ's name. Amen.
Good morning, Daily Audio Bible Community. This is Nicole, Living Christ Redemption Story in Florida. Today I'm calling in a prayer for Brian from Huber Heights and your son, Mitchell. I know you've called in several times, many times before for him and for just the destructive cycle that he is in life. And as you were speaking this time, I just had the image of the demon-possessed man in the scriptures and how it just took one instant of Christ just touching him to completely free him of that. And I just thought to myself, I kind of thought of Kay from Ohio and how she's always reminding us to not just look at our circumstances, but to tell our circumstances how big our God is. And I just really thought about this time as you were speaking. And Lord, we just ask you, Lord, we know you are able. And Lord, we pray that if it is your will, that you would come down and you would touch the heart of Mitchell, Lord, that you would free him of the bondage that he is in, Lord, in his mind, and just allow him to walk in freedom in the land of the living. Lord, right now we pray for his immediate need of housing, and we pray, Lord, that you are able to open a door for him to find safe housing where he can walk in freedom of these things that we are believing that he will be free from. And we thank you for a father who just loves his son so much and continues to pray for him earnestly, Lord. And we just ask you to be with him today. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
His daughter in Oklahoma, this is God's Life Speaker. You called in, I think it was the 20th of July at the end of the podcast, for Carla, who was suffering anxiety. Oh my goodness, you are so inspiring. You led her right back to Jesus. You pulled out well-known scripture, explained it to her, and just encouraged her to press in. May God bless you. You definitely have the gift of teaching, encourager, and it was such a joy. I stopped what I was doing, and I replayed what you had to say. It was powerful. Thank you, sister, for shining the light on God's word and shining Jesus yourself. Heavenly Father, would you bless this sister in Oklahoma? Would you open up doors for her? Would you give her opportunities to teach and lead others if she already isn't, Lord? And if she is, give her more. We just thank you for sisters, brothers like this. And we pray a blessing over Carla and any who are anxious to go meditate on those verses in Philippians. And own them for themselves. We ask all this in the mighty, mighty name of Jesus Christ. Amen.
Good morning, Daily Audio Bible family. On July 20th, he's soaring on eagle's wings from Canada. And Brian from Huber Heights, I've heard your prayer requests. Abba, Father, the one who loves his children more than anyone could love them. And every person is your child. I bring to you Mitchell this morning. You see this mental disease that's keeping him entangled. He can't be free to do what you want him to do. His dad is very concerned, Lord. Now Mitchell has no place to live. And where he was before, you know that's not good for him. What should Brian do, Lord? He loves his children. He doesn't want to see his son go back down into that darkness. Father, merciful God, you have heard the cry of a father for his son. Please deliver Mitchell. You can do what nobody else can do. Provide a way out for him, Lord God. Give Brian the wisdom, wisdom like Solomon, so he can figure out what he could do to help his son. I pray for his daughter, Ashley, who is not believing in the Lord. She has no relationship with you, and she wants to leave a good business, family business, it seems, to head off to another place, take this grandson away. God, I pray that you would stop her in her tracks like you did Saul, and may she come to know you as her Savior and her Lord. May the relationship with her dad be recovered, and may she want to stay and love the Father and you, Lord Jesus.
Shalom, shalom, Dab family. I am calling in response to a prayer I heard on today's Daily Audio Bible for a gentleman called in for his son, Mitchell, and his daughter. And I just want to lift your whole family up to God's throne. I could hear the pain in your voice and the sadness and how much you love your children and your grandchild. So I just want to lift you up in prayer. Father God, I just pray that you bring strength and peace to this father as he tries to navigate and work with his son through these issues, Father God. And Father God, I pray that his son and his daughter will see the light and be delivered from the darkness that they are battling with. There are things in our culture right now that are just the spirit of sin and the spirit of death. And we pray that our loved ones are delivered from it and come to Jesus, and come to know Jesus and God and all his love and all his greatness. It's in the mighty name of Jesus that we pray. Amen.
Hi there, DAB family. This is Peaceful in Pennsylvania, and I'm praying for Chris in Easton, who, by the way, is not very far from where I live. Chris, I'm praying for your son Tristan for the open heart surgery in the name of Jesus. Lord, I thank you, God, you direct the doctors, you direct the anesthesiologists. Lord, you make a quick recovery for Tristan. Lord, help Tristan to be able to do the things he needs to do, but be wise about it. Lord, I thank you, God, that the valve replacement will go well. I thank you, God, that Tristan, Lord, that you'll touch his heart emotionally and physically. Lord, and I thank you, God, for Chris's girlfriend, that she has a terrific job in a great place. Thank you so much. Oh, I have one more prayer to add, but I'll make it on another time. Thank you. Good morning, DAB family. I am praying for, if I have your name right, sir, Graham Langley in Vancouver, Canada. Graham, I understand about what you're going through. Father, give him peace and comfort. Lord, I know his wife has dementia. Lord, this has been a hard road for him. Father, bring friends into his life. Lord, bring a church community into his life. Lord, help someone to begin to nourish and care for him as he's done so with all of his family. Lord, I thank you, God, that he sowed caregiving. And Lord, I ask that he reaps it for people to care for him, to love on him, to comfort him, to talk to him, just to enjoy some time with him. Lord, I thank you, God, for Graham Langley. Lord, I just ask that you bless him and bless his wife in Jesus' name. Amen.
Hi, Daily Audio Bible family. It's Sheena from Saskatchewan calling in another day of praying scripture over legal situations. Psalm 25, 2-5. Father God, we lift up to you today Tutu and the legal issues he is having with his ex and not being able to see his daughter. Father, we trust you with this situation, and we pray that this situation may not be fueled by disgrace and the want to defeat. That when it comes to this precious little girl, her parents will work together and not as enemies. Father, we pray against the spirit of deceit. Show Tutu the right path to take and the road to follow to the right lawyer. Lead him by your truth and teach him your ways. All day long we pray he puts his hope in you. Father, we thank you that his mother is a praying mother and continually holds her son up in prayer. Father, bless this family and this season in their lives. May you get all of the praise and glory. We ask all these things in your son's precious name. Love you, family.
Hey y'all, it's Following Pillar. You got me on day number 2 behind the windshield. Lots of traveling going on, and I was listening to the community prayers for July 20th today. And a woman called in, I didn't catch a name, I don't think you left one, who was calling in for prayers to be hungrier for God. Sister, I just wanted to stand beside you and pray that for all of us as well. That's such a beautiful, such a deep prayer that you would just want God to be more in your life. It's so simple, but so important. And so we just stand there with you in whatever way and however we can. Pray for you, pray with you, and pray the same for ourselves. So we love you, sister. We'll talk to y'all soon.
Hey, family. Beloved in Bakersfield calling in July 20th to pray over our children. Do not let any part of your body become an instrument of evil to serve sin. Instead, give yourselves completely to God, for you were dead, but now you have new life. So use your whole body as an instrument to do what is right for the glory of God. Romans 6:13. Parenting begins with the delivery of a little body that we are tasked to care for. As our children grow, we can pray that every part of their bodies will be given over to please God. Lord, from head to toe, inside and out, from beginning to end, may no part of our children's body become an instrument of evil to serve sin. Instead, may our children's whole body be an instrument to do what is right for your glory. Don't let our children's feet take them to places where darkness will envelop them and seduce them. Instead, let their feet take them to places where they can push back the darkness and radiate your light. Don't let our children's appetite for sex or food or drink make them a slave to sin. Instead, sanctify their appetites for sex and food and drink so that all of them cause them to look to you for the satisfaction they crave. Don't let our children's hearts go after passions that will take the place that should be reserved for you alone. Instead, break our children's hearts with the things that break yours. Capture our children's heart with a passion for your gospel and your glory. Don't let our children's mouth be used to speak what is false or filthy or futile. Instead, fill our children's mouth with words of truth, words of purity, words of meaning and purpose. To be continued.
Hi, this is Kathy from New Hampshire. I'm new every morning. And I'm calling for Joe Ken. And Joe Ken, I heard you on the community prayer. And you were struggling with whether you wanted to testify about your former lifestyle and how God has transformed you. And I just wanted to let you know that every time you call, even when you're not talking about your former lifestyle, even if it's just about your brother and your sister, Monica, I just want to let you know that just hearing your voice, I am reminded of what God did in your life. And I have a son that's in the homosexual lifestyle. And every time I hear your voice, it reminds me that God brought you out of that lifestyle, and God can bring my son out of that lifestyle. And I am always encouraged, because I do get down sometimes, and I do feel like he can go his whole life and he's always going to be this way. But I just want to encourage you to share your testimony with people. If you knew how encouraged I am every time I hear you, you would definitely get out there and share that testimony. So I just want to lift you up. Lord, I lift up Joe Ken. Give him the courage, give him the strength, give him the wisdom to know when to share his testimony. And I also ask, Lord, that you take care of his health issues. He's dealing with the HIV, high blood pressure, and just bring him opportunity, bring him health. I pray for his siblings that he's always so...
Hello, my VAP family. This is Jamie in New Jersey, standing on the Word of God. I humbly ask you to please pray with me. Dear Father in Heaven, help us to live a life of love and to act urgently on behalf of the poor and those who need us. Father, let us not just hear your words, but put them into practice. Help us to walk in your ways and lead others to do the same. Give us your grace to trust and hope of the guidance of the Holy Spirit when feeling challenged in our lives. You give us hope and assurance in times of trouble. Give us your grace today to trust in your mercy and presence in our lives. Father, thank you for these amazing promises. Help us to bask in your blessings today. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Thank you for praying along with me, my brothers and sisters. I love each and every one of you. Have a good night.
Hey, DAB family. This is Joseph from Florida. This is my second time calling, and I'm just visiting my great aunt's house right now. And I knew she wasn't saved. I've been trying to be like a witness to her. But today was Sunday, and I brought her, or she brought me, to this church that she goes to, and it's kind of like new agey, I guess. And they just believe a lot of stuff. I'm not going to get into details, but it's like they don't believe in sin. They don't believe in like all these things where it's just so twisted. And I guess it troubled me. And so I just pray for my aunt. I hope you guys could also, I want you guys to pray for my aunt too. And to pray for, I mean, that whole church, if you could call it that. Thank you.
Hello, my wonderful DAB family. This is Rosie, aka Great to Be Free in Jesus. I was calling in to request prayer for my son-in-law, Paul. He has a lot of medical issues. I'm not even sure all the things that's wrong with him, but he needs a lot of prayer. I know about 4 or 5 years ago, he was doing drugs and drinking a lot. He told me the other day that he went to rehab and that he's not doing any of that anymore. I know he's been through a lot. He lost both of his parents and his sister, so he's the only one left in his family. And I think that's what a lot of the reason why he was drinking and doing drugs. But that you would pray that if he doesn't know the Lord, he said he does, but I don't know, that he would get saved and start following Jesus, and that God would heal him. He's really a good guy. He just had a lot going on, and I guess he just had a hard time dealing with it. And I really do appreciate your prayers, my wonderful DAB family. I love you. God bless you. Bye.
Good morning, Daily Audio Bible. I just want to give a thank you for your prayers. I think it was probably a year or more ago that I sent in a prayer request for a family that I nannied for. J and B, I think is how I referred to them, and they had three beautiful little boys. I will say that God was gracious in answering the prayers, and he did see the family through that tough spot. They are still together, and praise God, I know that he is working on their hearts. I did leave that family. I felt God said it was time. I'd been with them about 6 years. The oldest was, anyways, saw one of the babies or their little ones come into the world and was with him from the start. So that was a hard leave, but I just want to encourage anyone who is debating, praying over whether or not it's time to walk away. God knows the perfect timing for everything. And I know sometimes to step away is hard, but we have to trust and leave them in his care. That's what I've had to do with this family. They're still not going to church at this time, but one of the little boys will be going to VBS this summer. And just continuing to pray that God works in their heart and their lives and draws them to him. I know they're hitting some tough spots again, but I trust to know that God's timing is perfect and that he knows what they need. And sometimes we have to let people fall in order for them to realize how much they need God, so that they can turn around and look to him for salvation, for repentance, for recoverance, and just to make it through. Anyways, I just wanted to say thank you so much for your prayers. I love this community. And just in case somebody needed to hear that, trust God and leave those he's told you to in his hands. I love you guys.
Good morning, DAB family. I'm calling for three people. I'm listening to the July 19th prayer and community prayer. And I'm praying for Kathy. Thank you. Kathy, I'm so glad your one eye is healing from cataract surgery. Kathy from Kentucky, we're praying that your left eye goes well, the surgery goes well. The Lord will direct the surgeon's hands, and there'll be quick healing with no complications for your cataract surgery, Kathy from Kentucky. Then I'm praying for Anonymous. Anonymous, you called about your son Joshua, who has had a relationship with either a homosexual individual or transgendered. Father, I just ask that you touch Joshua's heart. Lord, work in him, woo him, court him. Lord, help him to see that this is not the way you want him to go. Father, I thank you for Joshua's mother, whose heart is aching over this. Lord, I ask that you would give her wisdom and discernment and the ability to handle the situation she is in. And finally, Aussie Bear from Australia, so glad you're back on. That is awesome. Just wanted to say hi and give you a shout out. Okay, have a great day. Bye-bye.
Hey, Dabbers, this is Slave of Jesus in North Carolina. All right, Holy Spirit, let's roll. We are praying for, today? Billy from Montgomery and all his prostate results. We hope that he is able to use that stuff as a way to honor him. And we're also praying for all the men in the Kairos program. God, I wish I remember that one guy's name. But Billy has been running this program for a while. We ask for a special anointing for the finances to back this program and all those who just came to Christ to find favor as they prepare someday to get back into society. We ask this all in Jesus' mighty name. Love you all. Have a great day.
Hi, this is Victoria Soldier. Just calling to pray for some of the Dabbers. I wanted to, I think it's Brian from Huber Heights. I wanted to pray for you and your daughter, Sasha, and what the challenges that you're going through. You said it was urgent, and God is an urgent God. And, Lord, I just ask you to touch Brian from Huber Heights. You know everything that's going on in this house. Father, you have your way. In this family, you touch this daughter. You have your way, Father, in the name of Jesus. You have your way, Lord. You also want to touch my sister from Oklahoma who's going through anxiety. Oh, Lord, we just ask you to have your way. Father, you are God that can do anything but fail. Father, you have your way. You give her the sweet, sweet spirit of peace. You give her the victory, Lord. You said that you would open up the windows of heaven, Father. Let her see that her purpose in your life. You have a purpose in her life, Lord, and I ask you to have your way. Have your way in those young women's lives and in those young men's lives who are going through challenges. Father, we have your way. And I thank you, Lord, for the victory. Let the Father know about it. When you have a father who calls about an urgent for his daughter, you know that God is ready to work. Father, we thank you for that father involved in his daughter's life and wanting prayer and looking to God. We thank you, Lord, for the men who are trusting in God and the women who are trusting in God, because our children are protected under the blood. And we thank you, Father. We thank you and we give you the glory. We thank you for the victory. We thank you for no more anxiety. We thank you for victory, Lord. We thank you for joy unspeakable and full of glory. And Lord, we'll give you the glory and the honor and the praise. Have a good day, Lord. Have a good day, Deborah. Bye-bye.
Hi, Daily Audio Bible family. I'm reaching out to all of you to pray for my son. He is a 17-year-old runaway. His name is Jonathan. He was he left on Wednesday, July 16th, and he has not been back since then. We had posted everywhere around our town in Vista, California, and I just need all you guys to pray for him. He is in a very toxic relationship, and I have a feeling that he's trying to reach out to this person who we have said he should not be in this relationship. Again, thank you so much, and please pray for Jonathan.
Hey, Deborah family. This is Shannon with Resident Princess in Dallas. I just want to continue with the rest of the family to lift up Brian, Jill, and their beautiful family, the hedge of protection that we pray around them, and this opportunity they continue to provide for us. It just is, gosh, there's no limit to what God is doing through this platform that they continue to provide for us, and their talents, and the entire team, oh my gosh, the entire team. And today I'd like to just tell the entire Deborah family, which I know that y'all know, but when I hear y'all pray, some people can't call in because they can't get to a phone because they might be in prison or behind bars or not able to get to a phone. But prayer warriors are going up for every single prayer, and they're written down in journals, and they're prayed for in a way, in a fashion, in a means that is so heartfelt, so spirit-led. And I want to tell you, for those that can't call in, that Daily Audio Bible was one of the first that was able to reach prisoners and to have the Word of God reaching their ears when without that in their ears, we hear nothing but just terrible, terrible things. And I'm so grateful when I hear other family members calling in and reaching out and saying, hey, we heard you, we listened to you.
Hey family, Beloved in Bakersfield calling in the continuation for July 20th. Don't let our children's mouth be used to speak what is false or filthy or futile. Instead, fill our children's mouth with words of truth, words of purity, words of meaning, and words of purpose. May our children's mouth be full of blessing, encouragement, and peace. Don't let our children's hands grasp the things of this world too tightly. Instead, give them hands that are willing to work and hands that touch others in great compassion. Don't let our children's eyes seek out what is corrupting or contaminating. Give our children a love for what is beautiful and pure. Don't let our children's ears tune into voices that doubt or mock the things of God. Instead, give them ears that are open to your word and your ways. Don't let our children's intellect be captured by the thought patterns of this world. Instead, fill their minds with the depths of your knowledge and wisdom. I love you, family.
Good afternoon, Daily Audio Bible family. This is Kelly from Long Beach, California. I please need everybody to pray that I'll pass my Section 8 apartment inspection on this Tuesday the 22nd. And I'm still looking for another apartment, but I want to downsize to a one-bedroom with downstairs with an elevator or an elevator. Because I got situations going on with my knees. I did go to one place down the street, which I was hoping to move down there. However, they only had upstairs, no elevator. And the apartment wasn't really that big. And boy, it was hurting my knees when I was going up and down those steps. Got kind of depressed because, you know, back in the younger days, I could be running up those steps and running down them and stuff. So I believe God will heal me eventually. I hope everybody had a wonderful Sunday. Take care. God bless.
I recently learned the lesson of the bamboo tree and the many parallel analogies between that tree and me. That tree can grow so tall so fast that it mystifies the mind. 90 feet or more in the first 5 years, much faster than any other tree you'll find. But for the first 4.5 years, you'll only see a sprout. A tiny shoot above the ground is all that'll be sticking out. But in the last 6 months of the last 5th year, it grows 90 feet or more. Only the most loyal and faithful cultivators would stick it out to see what's in store. But God is like that in our lives. He's faithful and he's true. And even when we show little or no growth, he still gives grace and mercy too. Most would say, just let it die. It looks like it's dead already. But he never loses hope for us. His hands are true and steady. Great is his faithfulness. Morning by morning, new mercies we see. And as he has been, he forever will be. And when all our worldly hope is gone, and no more friends are left around, that sprout we left for dead becomes a tree high above the ground, with roots so deep that the fiercest of storms can't erode its grip. They bend, they sway, some branches may break, but mostly that tree will just dip. While we see little or nothing above the ground, there's continual growth below. Only God can make a tree, and there's a lot of things we just don't know. But I also know that sometimes it looks like there's little or no growth in me. So I'm thankful for his loving hands. And I'm sure in time everybody will see that growth was present all the time. And God was present too, carefully nurturing day by day so my roots would hold fast too. Don't be so quick to judge that shoot that's barely out of the ground. Because God has the power to make it as strong as any tree that's around.
Hi, this is Lynn from Canada. I'm calling for Eddie C. Thank you, Eddie, so much for calling and checking in. I have been praying for you for a while now. I hope you check in again. God bless.
Hey, DAB, it's Christy from Ohio calling in with a praise report. Woohoo! I had called in maybe 2 or 3 times in the last month or so with prayer requests about my roommate and I needed to find somewhere to live, and also I started a new job and it was just rough timing. So, yeah, it's been a really busy season. I'm calling on about July 18th, I want to say. And, yeah, as of the last weekend in June, my roommate and I moved into a house across town. So we found a place to live. It was really hard for a while, but we did. Thank the Lord and thank all you guys for your prayers. My job, I'm just trucking along. It's still new and challenging, but I'm also really enjoying it. And I'm slowly starting to figure out how to have like a work-life balance, because it is like a set your own hours and work from home job. So it especially because it's been so busy, it feels like it just bleeds into, like, my entire life. So, anyways, just wanted to give that praise report that things are getting better. Not perfect, but definitely, definitely good. So, I knew I would have a praise report to share once I shared my prayer request with y'all. So, yeah, here it is. Thanks, guys.
Hi, this is Susie from Colorado. I just heard today, the 17th of July, Jim calling in from Pennsylvania, and about Bobby, who the cancer has spread now into her liver, and you might need to put Bobby in hospice, and I'm praying deeply for her to be healed. I pray that. And I pray for you and your family, Jim. I pray that her pain would be alleviated. I know it seems like, maybe it seems like God's not hearing because it's spread, but that's not true. He does hear. He's there. He's actually there in the pain. And I just pray that he would just comfort you guys all during this really hard time. We all pray that for you, Jim, and for Bobby.
Hello, this is Juana Urena. I'm just calling because I need prayer for employment. I've been getting jobs here and there, which have been giving me employment, or it seems like every 2 weeks or a month, I turn around and get fired, and something happens where they're starting to let people go. I need prayer for employment opportunities or my phone to ring with employment opportunities. It's been a struggle financially and also trying to take care of my daughters and try to be the father I need to be for them. I just wanted to call you guys and lean in for some help. Some prayer. Thank you guys for praying for me. Thank you guys for everything you're doing for communities and prayers that you do. It's prayer warriors. Also, I want to get back to you guys of what progress I've made. I think you guys have prayed for me. On daily, I feel like, you know, perfect person. You know, I've always been on my daily. I do about to watch out most of the time when I can. It's a thing we all go through in this trial for sure. But I just want to thank you.
Good morning. I want to respond to a couple prayers. One, I didn't hear directly, but I heard a prayer request for it. And it just sounds like a 4-year-old or a young child, I think on the spectrum or with autism, got a hold of a gun somehow, shot himself, and is in intensive care. Lord, we lift up the situation. It's tragic, and I'm sure there's a lot of guilt being passed around, or being felt. I just pray that there wouldn't be a lot of blame passed around. I know that's human nature to try to find a weird form of justice by finding someone to blame. And we pray, Lord, that that wouldn't happen. We know that your son didn't do that. We have many examples of him not doing that specifically and just offering grace and a new life. And so we pray that that happens in this situation, whatever happens with this child. But also we pray that this child would recover, Lord. We pray that the doctors would be skillful and knowledgeable in how they handle this, and that you would watch over this child and just bring healing, Lord. and make this situation a testimony for your will and how believers of you can be so full of grace that it doesn't make sense to the rest of the world. In your son's name I pray. Amen.
Hi, DAB family. This is the woman at the well from beautiful Northwest Arkansas. And my message is for our precious brothers who have been incarcerated and then out into the real world. And so this message is really for anyone who's been, being a woman at the well. You know, we are given grace and we receive that grace and we rejoice in that grace and we rejoice in the forgiveness and the freedom that we find in our relationship with Jesus. But then the real world sees us as who we once were. And the real world doesn't offer grace. And I know it's discouraging. I know it is. But you have to constantly remind yourself that you are a child of God and pray that you can see yourself the way God sees you. And I know that's hard, but you have to try that. And then another thing that's so important is when you're tempted to stop listening to Daily Audio Bible, don't stop. I know when it feels like your prayers aren't being answered, you're tempted to stop. Don't stop. If you fall, don't stop. If you digress, don't stop. If you backslide, don't stop. Listen to the word.
Hi, y'all. I just heard on the community prayer God's Life speaker praying and speaking her testimony over Dr. John's children. What a beautiful testimony. I loved hearing how the Lord brought you to him. Used your little three-year-old boy to get invited to Awana, and then you went on to a Bible study. Oh, sister, that was incredible. I pray that this will give Dr. John hope for his children just now birthing a baby. And his prayer is that they will come to the Lord through this process. But I almost see it as a picture. They are birthing a human being, but God is birthing something in the spiritual inside of them. They're going to look at this little life, probably a lot like you and your husband did, and go, what do I do with this baby? I don't know. I'm responsible. I've got to do something. Of course, we know that God is the one who does everything, but he has to change us first. He has to change our hearts and our mindset and follow hard after him. So I agree with you for Dr. John's children and for every set of adult children or young children that parents on this platform are praying for. Yes, as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. Let us continue to lift them all up to God who sees and cares and knows all the details. I always try to remember that he is doing way more than I can ever think or imagine. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
Hello, this is Minita. My sweet siblings, I just want you guys to keep praying for me. For real, I am going to start seeking for a place. I don't know where. I'm a little nervous. I'm thinking Indiana, the border of Illinois. That way my kids won't be so far from me. It's about an hour drive. And, you know, coming back to see them and my grandkids. I'm a little nervous, though, because I think, who's going to be my neighbors? Where am I going to be? You know, are they going to like, you know, my culture or the way? I just have so many questions, you know, and so many worries. And I also, I'm not going to sign my lease in April, you know, 2026. So by January, is that proper to start looking in January? What if I find it soon, then I have to break the lease and pay extra, you know, get penalty for, you know, for that. Or hopefully I won't find a place till March. That way I could just move out by April, be out of the apartment. I love you guys. Thank you. I could trust you guys. And I know many of you will pray. I just want the guidance of God in my life. I love you guys. God bless you. A big hug. Thanks for praying.
Good morning, everyone. It's Susan from Canada, God's Yellow Flower, calling. Once again, we want to lift up Mitchell to you, Brian's son. Lord God, we pray for this boy so frequently. He's in such trouble. Father, you love him so deeply, more than we could ever imagine. You know his issues, Lord God. You know his mental disabilities. And God, we pray for healing for Mitchell. We pray that his mind, all the crooked paths in his brain would be made straight, Lord God, so that he can see you clearly and hear you clearly, Lord God, that you love him dearly and you want the best for him. Lord God, make straight those crooked paths in his life, that he can follow you steadily and completely. Help him to surrender, Lord God, or give him the capacity to surrender to you, Lord God. I don't know his mental state, but you do, Father. And you know how to heal him with your touch from your holy hand or from the medicine, from the medical staff. Lord God, just open his eyes and stop his ears so he can turn his life around for you and receive the righteousness of Jesus Christ. We pray for Brian's daughter, Ashley, as well, Lord God, that she will see the truth and the hope that we have in you, that you will make the path before her clear as to what she must do and what you want her to do and what you want her to be. And Jesus, we pray also over Brian, that you would give him wisdom. In Jesus' name I pray, amen.
Hi, this is Tammy calling from the Central Coast of California. Today is July 21st, and I am calling. I am behind. I'm listening to last week's community prayer. And Shiloh, I heard your prayer for Sparky about hearing the doves and how wherever he goes, there is peace. And that was just so beautiful, sister. It's so wonderful to hear you calling in and encouraging others after the way that God has worked in your life, and now you're encouraging other people. So just want to say great job. Keep it up. Rebecca from Michigan, I'm praying for you and all the details of your move, that you would be able to get into your apartment sooner than the landlord anticipated, and that if this is not the place that you're supposed to be, that God would immediately close those doors and that a new door would open, and that he would continue to help you to declutter, and just that you would have peace in this new move closer to your work, so that you will have more time to spend with him. And Pamela, resting in the Lord in Pennsylvania, you are on my heart, on my mind. I'm praying for you, and I'm asking that the Lord bless you wherever you're at, and that you are doing well, resting in his arms. God bless you, family. Make it a great day.
Good morning, DB. This is Rodney from Atlanta. I want to remind you of a story I read in the Bible, Acts chapter 28, where Paul was bitten by a snake. He was bitten by a viper. But the Bible said that he shook the snake off back into the fire, and he suffered no harm. Let me encourage you that many times in life, we're going to receive what I call life bites. But the bite don't have to break you. What's biting you right now? The hurt, the fear, the rejection, the failure, the loss of a loved one? Well, shake it off. Shake off the bitterness. Shake off the pain. Shake off the loneliness. Shake off the thing that's trying to poison your purpose. You can't stop every life bite. But you can decide that it won't define you by shaking it off. Easier said than done, but with the power of God, you can do it. Father, I pray for all those who have received a life bite. That God, you are our comfort. You are our strength. And I thank you, Lord, right now for touching healing bodies, healing souls, healing minds, healing relationships, healing even our financial decisions. God, thank you, because you are the God who heals, even in the life bites. I give you praise that no weapon formed against us shall prosper. We are more than a conqueror through Jesus Christ that loves us. It's in Jesus' name I pray. Amen, amen, and amen. God bless you, D-A-B. Be blessed. Peace.
Hey, Dab family. This is Kristen, a.k.a. Christ in Me. I'm just coming to you asking you for prayer, for continued prayer for my husband. He's going through some trials and tribulations, and it is affecting me deeply. We both need peace that surpasses all understanding and comfort. But Lord, I'd like to pray that my husband would draw closer to you, Lord Jesus, that he would know you in a mighty way, that he would walk with you, that he would be the head of this household, in a godly and competent way, and that all of his actions would be led by you. I just pray that you would just reveal yourself to him in a mighty way. He is a Christian. But right now, we both need to draw closer to you. Just pray this in Jesus' mighty, matchless name. And I thank you for what you're doing in advance, Lord Jesus. And I think that you have your hand on him as I take my hand off of him. And let you do the work instead of me trying to do it.
Hey, my sweet Dab fam. This is KSD. Wanted to just respond to my message that I left a couple of days ago. I realized I was a little revved up in the spirit. And I think I may have said something that was a little bit hard, in the sense of me expressing a certain confidence in the freedom that I have and that the Lord has been teaching me to walk in. But I had to realize after that message that based on my past, I realized it can be very, very unsettling for many people. And so if I cause any discomfort to anyone in any way, I do want to apologize. I really meant no harm in just expressing, like I said, my freedom in speaking about my former background. And so I just wanted to be sure to express that to anyone that may be a little unsettled. Father, I lift up a wise guy in Arizona and Eddie C., and I thank you for the work that you're doing in their lives. I ask in Jesus' name that you would strengthen these guys as they are in the new chapter of their lives. Would you open up the doors? And God, I pray for the same but better favor and mercy that you extended to me, a former felon. Will you bless Wise Guy and Eddie C beyond their wildest imagination in Jesus' name?
I recently learned the lesson of the bamboo tree and the many parallel analogies between that tree and me. That tree can grow so tall so fast that it mystifies the mind. 90 feet or more in the first 5 years, much faster than most trees you'll find. But for the first 4.5 years, you'll only see a sprout. A tiny shoot above the ground is all that'll be sticking out. But in the last 6 months of the last 5th year, it'll grow 90 feet or more. Only the most loyal and faithful cultivators would stick it out to see what's in store. But God is like that in our lives. He's faithful and he's true. And even when we show little or no growth, he still gives grace and mercy too. Most would say, just let it die. It looks like it's dead already. But he never loses hope for us. His hands are true and steady. Great is his faithfulness. Morning by morning, new mercies we see. And as he has been, he forever will be. And when all our worldly hope is gone, and no more friends are left around, that tiny sprout we had left for dead becomes a tree high above the ground. With roots so deep that the fiercest of storms can't erode its grip. It bends, it sways, some branches may break, but most... let's start this.
Hi, my DAB family. This is Bethsaida. I was listening to the 6th of July and I heard Dr. John give a message to Curtius in regards to his wife. And his message was that, you know, regardless, God always sustains us. And first off, I want to say my condolences to Dr. John and for Curtius. I went through my mother passing away with cancer in 2023, and I didn't know how I was gonna sustain because my mom was my best friend. I talked to her multiple times a day, and I didn't know how he was gonna sustain me, but he does always come through with a message, with just someone, a hug from someone out of nowhere. But just knowing his word and knowing his promise always helps me maintain. Just knowing that my mom is in heaven. I seen this, I'm sorry I'm all over the place, but I seen this, a person who had a near-death experience, and he talks about how he made it through, but just being on the other side and meeting Jesus and how it was so peaceful and he just didn't want to come back. So just let's hold on to that and know that he is good.
Hey fam, this is From Junk to Treasure. I'm just really overwhelmed and feel pretty burdened down. My daughter's eye is getting worse. My other daughter has to have 7 infusions of iron and has to have some other tests done. This neck pain and headache is just really overwhelming at this period of time with everything that has gone wrong and that I'm going through. And then today, after taking my oldest to the doctor, my low tire light comes on in my car. And last year I had just spent a lot of money putting new tires on that car, money that I needed to pay to fix my furnace so I didn't have to freeze in this house this coming winter. And now a tire issue, exhaust leak now, started in town yesterday. And exhaust leak. I don't know. I need this neck and this ear, jaw, and headache to stop. I have rebuked it. I have trusted the Lord. I have stood on the word, claimed that I'm healed, believed it, expected it to happen. And I'm tired of suffering pain in this body. It's really overwhelming. So if you can just take a little time when you hear this to lift me up to the throne of grace, I would greatly appreciate it. Thank you so much.
Hi, Deb family. This is God's Life Speaker. It is the 21st of July. I am on July 5th community prayers. I'm getting there, catching up. I heard Aussie Bear. Oh, what joy! Because I have shouted out for you like a number of other people. But Renzo was shouted out for. He came back. You were shouted out for. You came back. Holly Hart. Is Holly Hart out there? Because that would be amazing. Lord, we're asking you bring her back too. Welcome, Aussie Bear. Looking forward to catching up so I can hear your voice some more. I am praying for KSD and LOV, Lord Jesus. Oh, the grief that LOV is holding and hurting. Lord, all we can do is pray. All we can do is ask that you would lift her up, that your Holy Spirit would just pour out hope, that the peace would be so much more overwhelming than the grief. May her eyes be lifted up to you. May she turn towards you and feel your presence. Lord, we don't know how to pray for this, but we do know to pray. And for Kingdom Seeker Daniel, Lord, bolster him, encourage him. Lift him up. Help him to stand by his bride. Lord, we know he prays. So we just join as a family, praying for the reuniting of this couple. The hurt will never go away, but will LOV just come? Come and rest. We pray in the name of Jesus. Amen.
Hey y'all, beloved in North Carolina and beloved in Texas, you two gals are on my mind. Thank you, beloved in Texas, for exposing the darkness that you wanted to bring out into God's marvelous light. You know, sister, you're going to have people praying mightily for you to do just what you wanted to do, and that's kick that habit. Well, beloved in North Carolina, I love that you shared your testimony. God has told people in the past of Ancient of Days and probably up until this day in history, stranger things to do. He told Hosea to marry a prostitute. He told Noah to build an ark. He told Joshua to march around the city. And the list goes on and on. But what God told you to do, beloved in North Carolina, did not maybe make much sense to you. But what was so beautiful is that you trusted and you obeyed. And sister in Texas, whatever God tells you to do, do it. Because she proclaimed it over you that it's going to be done. You are going to see the victory over this thing. And it's not going to be like for a couple of months or 1 year or what have you. It's going to be for good. Father, I am praying for both of these ladies that one gave a testimony, which was encouragement and iron sharpening iron, and one was calling out for prayer. May we rally around both of them as they continue to give glory and honor to your holy name. In Jesus' name I pray. God bless y'all. Bye-bye. Take him with love from Louisiana.
Hi neighbors, it's Lisa the Encourager. I love you, and I just want to share something with you that God laid on my heart. So God has been, or this past Sunday, has been kind of just speaking to me and pressing on my mind to reach out more just in general in life. And just now I also had the Holy Spirit just speaking to me in reflection on the verses in John 21:15, when Jesus spoke to Peter, and you know, he said to him, "Peter, do you love me?" And three times he asked him this, and each time Jesus's response was, the first one was, "Feed my sheep," and the second time he was, I think he said, "Help my sheep," and then the last one was, "Feed my sheep again." And what I just had a revelation or epiphany about was, Jesus did not say, "Feed my goats." And so he said, "My sheep, feed my sheep." And so I feel like the Lord is just pressing on me to be more intentional about my connections in Christ, and that's of course all of you as well. And so I just want to intentionally tonight pray for Victorious Soldier, Blind Tony, and I also want to pray for Anonymous, who has called in to pray for his marriage. And he's, so I'm praying for you all tonight, and I probably won't finish this, but I am praying for you all. And I hope this encourages you.
Hello, my DAB family. This is Jamie in New Jersey, standing on the Word of God. I humbly ask you to please pray with me. Dear Father in Heaven, we surrender today, gratefully and expectantly. Open the eyes of our hearts. Help us to see more of the power of the Holy Spirit at work in our hearts and your world. Help us to place all difficult situations under your control. Protect us from the hands of evil and lead us on your paths for our lives. Let your grace and love guide and protect us all the days of our lives. Take more of us and give us more of you. We want to see all things from your perspective, including the hope to which you have called us. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Thank you for praying along with me, my brothers and sisters. I love each and every one of you. Have a good night.
Hey family, Beloved in Bakersfield, calling July 21st to pray for our children. When we were controlled by our old nature, sinful desires were at work within us, and the law aroused these evil desires that produced a harvest of sinful deeds, resulting in death. But now we have been released from the law, for we died to it and are no longer captive to its power. Now we can serve God, not in the old way of obeying the letter of the law, but in the new way of living in the Spirit. Romans 7:5-6. We love it when our kids make us look good by what they do. We'd much rather see our children's names on the honor roll than on the detention list. But when we expect ongoing good behavior based solely on their knowledge of and determination to obey the rules, we set up our children for failure and despair. If they must constantly strive to live up to a set of moral expectations or social constructs, however formally or informally they are communicated, life will be a drudgery. Absolute success will be an impossibility. Peace and joy will be elusive, and at some point our children will likely give up. To be continued.
Hey, DAB family, it's Abba's daughter, Sadie M. It is Tuesday, July 22nd. I hope you all are having a great start to your week. I'm just calling. I wanted to give everybody some updates. I made it home safely from Daytona. Praise God. That was a very long 30-hour train journey, but to God be the glory, I made it. And, you know, we're just trying to get back in the swing of life, of work, of all of that. But I put it on the Facebook page, but God had, you know, kind of a special appointment for me Thursday evening of camp, and I don't know if it means he's calling me to Georgia. I don't know that yet. I'm going to apply and see what doors he opens. But also, you know, just prayer for my art ministry is appreciated. Well, not ministry. Don't know why I said ministry, but my art business is appreciated. The day that I failed my test, I've had, like, my art has taken off in a way. It's brought in more income since failing that test than I've brought in from my current job in a long time. And I'm just trying to figure out if the Lord is asking me to quit this job to go full-time into art, full-time into content creation, because both those things have brought in money that New York life just can't even compare to be honest right now. Like, and so, you know, I don't know what he's leading to. Prayers for discernment and for wisdom are appreciated so that I know how to proceed. And that when God does move for me to quit this job, whether that's to do something else here in Pittsburgh, to stay here in Pittsburgh and do art and content creation full time, whatever the case may be, so that, you know, whatever he leads, I hear it and I'm ready for it. And I move when he wants me to move, because I've learned that I don't have that wisdom and discernment yet, but I will get there, and I am running out of time, so I appreciate your prayers, and I will call in with more later. Bye for now.
Good morning, everybody.
Hello.
This is Gusmel here.
And Peter's here too.
So after a week long of being in bed, I looked out of the window, which I thoroughly enjoy, and there before me was the fields of corn, and they were white unto harvest. And I just so delighted in this, because growing up in a farm, harvest time, especially on the combine harvester with Dad, was one of the best times of the year for me. Let's sing, Peter.
We plough the fields and scatter the good seed on the land, but it is fed and watered by God's almighty hand. He sends the snow in winter, the waters well
I'm
the
struggling.
Grain, the breezes and the sunshine and soft refreshing rain. All good gifts around us are sent from heaven above. Then thank the Lord, oh thank the Lord for all his love.
That was a bit high first thing in the morning, Peter.
Yes. We got there.
And we did. And although it's not quite harvest, it was such a delight, wasn't it,
to
see those white fields.
Yes.
I took a photo of it and I put it on my Facebook, and I just couldn't capture. It's crazy, isn't it? All our photography and that and our phones couldn't quite capture what the eye saw, but my heart skipped. And guess what's skipping too, Peter?
Time.
Time's
again.
Ticking away.
Oh, doesn't it always?
Say goodbye, Peter.
Bye-bye, Peter.
Kiss, kiss from me.
See you soon.
Good morning, Daily Audio Bible family. This is Sela Song from Derby, England. Recently, I've been listening to too many of us being diagnosed with cancer. The rate is alarming, and we're praying God to direct our steps as we deal with this disease. But while we're doing this, while we're praying, we must also take action. They say faith without action is dead. So we need to take action on a daily basis on how to prevent this cancer. So the number one thing which I'm going to mention is nutrition. Eat whole food. Do not eat factory manufactured food. Exercise, brethren of God. Take enough water. Sleep at least 7 to 8 hours of sleep every single day. Temperance. Do everything in moderation. Air. How is the air in your environment? Is it clean air? Make sure your environment has clean air. Rest. 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 I cannot emphasize rest enough. And above all, trust in our Lord Jesus Christ. He is the maker of heaven and earth. This body that we're carrying is the temple of the Most High God. So he knows every cell in our body. So we need to trust in him. Let him direct our steps. So please, I hope that this message encourages us. We need to take action. We cannot just sit and leave our health in the hands of others. We need to take action. We need to look after ourselves. And I pray that for those who are suffering, God will heal you. Start this new life afresh. Do new things, and the cancer will leave you in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen.
Good morning, Daily Audio Bible family. This is Sela Song from Derby, England. I just want to lift up Dave and Martha as they're trusting God for the fruit of the womb. Dave we heard your prayers, and I'm so, so blessed to know that you listened to what God was telling you to do. Like, do not jump into any surgery. I have suffered from fibroid in the past as well, and I was told to remove my womb, and I refused, and I had other treatment. So please do a bit more research and find out if there are other methods, either alternative medication or stuff that can help you dissolve that fibroid. Please, people of God, listen to Barbara O'Neill. She's a powerful woman of God, and she knows everything that is happening in our body, and she knows what to do to treat it without conventional medicine. So Dave and Martha, I pray that God will see you through these trials, and I pray that in the near future we shall celebrate the birth of a baby in your family. Thank you, Lord, for this family. Be with them. Heal them. Let this fibroid disappear in the mighty name of Jesus, I pray. Amen.
Hi, this message is for Beloved of Texas, who called in and is wanting prayer to quit smoking. And I just want to pray for you. Father God, I lift them up and I ask, Lord, that you will help them to stop this destructive habit. I bind demonic spirits of emotional dependency, compulsion to do this, to smoke, the addiction to nicotine, and I ask God, I bind these demonic spirits to the uninhabitable places until judgment day. And God, I speak life over this individual. And I speak peace, and I speak contentment, and I speak well-being. And Lord, I thank you for setting them free for this habit, God, and helping them to go forth. And Lord, your word says, he who has been set free is free indeed. And we speak this in our precious Jesus' name. Amen.
Hi, DIB. This is Keith from Pennsylvania. Been a long-time listener, maybe a year or two after Brian started this. I've called in several times over the years, and a lot has been about my son, Jack. But he's been through a lot, struggles, and almost died with some emergency surgeries. But then he came back from that, and I remember calling about that. And about 2 years ago, he had an incident where he basically had some, he went around the neighborhood and he was basically trying to get himself killed. Fortunately, that didn't happen. And since then he's been on recovery. He's been sober for 2 years. But we were hoping to get ARD for him, and that's what they promised. But one of the people that he kind of damaged some property, they don't want to forgive him, and they don't want him to have ARD, and they want him to be prosecuted. So, he's really turned his life around. He hasn't realized alcohol was a real problem. He's taking care of his mental health, and he has a girlfriend. He wants to get a good job, and he just wants to be an upstanding citizen. And please pray for softening the hearts of the people. But you know, if that doesn't happen, we know God has them, and, you know, hopefully this will, we got to turn back to God and pray for him, pray to him that he takes care of us and my son. Thank you.
Hello, this is Line of Jehu, and I'm calling in for prayers for my 13-year-old son, Jesse, who has been suicidal and now says that he is gay. He's only 13, and he's been deceived and corrupted by influences at school, and I just need the Daily Audio Bible Fellowship family to stand in the gap for me and pray for my son to have that spirit of suicide and homosexuality removed. Thank you so much, and I've been a listener since 2020. Thank you.
Good morning. I just want to respond to a prayer request from Billy, who got the results back from his biopsy on his prostate, or the mass around or on his prostate. has grade 1 cancer, a little bit of it, in the tumor. And he's faced with a decision. So, Lord, I pray for wisdom. I pray that you allow him to seek, knock, and ask for wisdom. And that he would make the right decision as to how to treat this. Obviously, the short-term, least harm, easiest path is to leave it alone and just monitor it. But that obviously brings with it the potential for living with the burden of worry and stress that you are living, and there is cancer living inside your body currently. That doesn't sound very, you know, attractive. But also the other options don't sound attractive either. Radiating it and potentially doing more harm later on to your body, or removing the prostate, which honestly I didn't even know was possible. So Lord, not a lot of good options. All have their pros and cons, and they're kind of serious. So Lord, again, give him wisdom, but also we ask and claim that you just heal him, and that he would go back in and check again in the future, and it would be gone. We pray that you just remove this demon, the curse of cancer, from his body and completely heal him. In your son's name we pray. Amen.
Good morning, Daily Audio Bible family. It's Soaring on Eagle's Wings from Canada. And Billy from Wetonka, I heard your prayer request, and I'm going to pray now. Gracious God, our Heavenly Father and our Abba, you know Billy, and you know everything about him and the work that he's doing for you. But he has been given this diagnosis of partial prostate cancer. And there are three options before him. But he doesn't know right off the bat which one to do. So I am asking you to give him the wisdom he needs right at this moment, so that he will make the best choice, the one that you know will cure him of this this cancer. Your name brings healing, Lord. And so I pray the name of Jesus over Billy for healing, for peace, for wisdom. You're all these things and more. I pray that he would not get, you know, worried or anxious, that he would just leave it all with you, and you will you'll guide him into the best thing for this prostate cancer. He's doing a wonderful work for you, God, and I pray that you would continue to use him mightily. There's so many people who have come to know Jesus because of his ministry. Touch his body and heal him.
Hi family, this is God's Life Speaker. I am on July 12th, community prayer, so I'm catching up. Today is July 22nd, and I heard Rebecca from Michigan and Micah and all back to back, right pretty much at the beginning of that community prayers. And Rebecca, I think you need to go do what Mike and all was talking about. The book by Giglio, Don't Give the Enemy a Seat at Your Table. I forget what, but it's Psalm 23. And it is a good book. I'm not one to refer books. I say just read the Bible and soak in the Bible and find the scripture that will help you there. But Rebecca, your heart, you give everything to the Lord. Rest in that. Our God is not a God of confusion. He will block something, but sometimes it's just the test and the waiting. So you are prayed for. We know that a job that you could ride your bike to is far better than the 50 plus miles that you're doing. So Heavenly Father, give Rebecca this peace. May you wash it over her. She is washed in the blood of Jesus. And may you direct her path, give her friends, the right apartment and everything, Lord. She wants to serve you. She is serving you. Bless her life in Jesus' name. And Micah, Philippians 4:8, whatever. If it's not true, right, worthy, lovely, and on in Philippians 4:8, then it has no place in our thinking or in our lives. We need to wake up. We need to wake up so that we can recognize those thoughts. We all struggle with that. We do. But we need to keep coming higher, keep coming higher, all for God's glory. May he be magnified in our lives. In Jesus' name, we're going to pray. Amen.
Hi, my name is Betty from Hamburg, New York. This prayer is for Brian from Ohio, who is concerned about his son, Mitch, who has mental illness and is in a bad place right now. I, too, have a son with mental illness who's not in a great place, but he's safer than Mitch. And I just lift up a prayer for Mitch right now that God would keep him safe, that it would cover him and keep him and direct his path.
Hey, DAB family, it's Abba's daughter, Sadie M. It's Tuesday afternoon, July 22nd, and you guys, some of you might have seen the post on the Facebook page about my little encounter with the Lord last Thursday night with the Passion City Jobs website and my friends. I submitted the application for the student coordinator. Y'all, my heart's pounding. I'm scared to death, but I know, like, I've never felt this way about an application before. My heart's been pounding. I got chills finishing up my cover letter. Thanks, ChatGPT. I gave my coworker chills. I don't know. I don't even know what to say. glory to God. Yeah, I don't know. Just pray, please, because this is going to cost a lot of money that I don't have. God knows how that's going to happen, if it's going to happen. And pray for peace, because the email gave no timeline, and I need a paycheck, and I want to know if I'm, like, about to move across the country. I don't know. I'm sorry, guys. I'm, like, I don't know. I'm having an out-of-body Holy Spirit experience, I guess. But, yeah, so your prayers are deeply appreciated for massive financial provision, for favor in any interviews that occur. I did find out Fayetteville has a volunteer driver program from Service by Atlanta, which is incredible. I don't know. I don't know what God's doing. I'm terrified in a good way. I don't know. I don't know. I'm just trying to step out in faith. A little bit of blind girl, blind faith happening here, and we're going to see what happens. So talk to y'all later, and I'll keep you guys updated.
Hey, family, calling in the continuation for July 21st. So what we want is not kids who live by the rules, but kids who live in the Spirit. We want our kids to experience the but now of Romans 7:6. We want them to experience a miracle accomplished by a work of God. At the moment of conversion, we want God to implant in our children a desire to please Him. We want our kids to experience the joy and freedom of living for Christ out of a deep inner desire put there by God Himself. Our attempts at imposing rules can't accomplish this. Only God can. This new way of living in the Spirit doesn't become a reality in an instant, but over a lifetime. So what we're looking for in our kids is not perfection, but growth. We don't expect them to arrive at any point, but we pray that we'll continually be moving forward in genuine service and love for God. Thank you, Lord, for not leaving our children on their own with no power to change. You have lifted the burden of creating change off of our children's shoulders. You keep meeting our children with transforming grace. Free our children from dutiful obedience imposed from the outside. Empower our children to say no to sinful desires by the power of your indwelling Spirit. Impart to our children a love for holiness. I love you, family.
Hey, this is Heather at Pikes Peak, Bay of Texas, and I was listening to the community prayer, and at an hour 13, 7 seconds, Joe Can from Seattle called in about his struggle with sleeping and his immoral behavior with masturbation. Joe, there is nothing to be ashamed about. If you feel that it is immoral to masturbate, then it is. It's not anywhere in the Bible that it's immoral, but sexual immorality, it's what's in your heart that's immoral. It's the thoughts of your heart and where it is. And if you're married, if it's outside of the marriage, it's immoral, stuff like that. So I just want you to know that I'm with you, brother. That is a very touchy subject, and it's a taboo subject, and people don't like to talk about it. I struggle with that problem as well, and I am married, and I still struggle with that problem. My husband's gone a lot, and I feel lonely, and, you know, that little demon starts creeping in, and, you know. But what I do is I get on my church app and I listen to previous sermons. Like, I ask the Lord to take captive my thoughts, that, you know, they would be a fragrant flavor to Him. Like, renew my mind and take my thoughts captive and let me meditate on your word. And so I listen to sermons and different podcasts talking about God and the Bible. They're all biblical based, and it just kind of takes that urge totally away, to the fact where I'm just like, I don't even want to do that. So I pray this for you, brother. I pray that the Lord just works in your heart, and that you find peace and can sleep well. In Jesus' name I pray, amen.
This is from Junk to Treasure, and at timestamp 1 hour 14 minutes 54 seconds, there was a lady that came on that prayed for Tasha. I thank you so much. You didn't leave your name. I went back and listened to it again just to see if I missed it, and I still didn't hear you leave your name. God knows who you are, and I thank you for coming on and recording that. And thank you to everyone else that has prayed for my children. Went to the doctor yesterday with my oldest daughter, the one that was attacked on her job. And she told the doctor, which our doctor is a Christian doctor, and I praise God that we found one that is. And she told the doctor, I don't understand why God brought me back to life just to live like this, miserable. And the doctor was kind of taken aback for that, and for a second she didn't say anything. And then she looks at her and she said, well, she said, there's not a whole lot of people that have blood clots like you did in your lungs and that go into cardiac arrest and live to tell about it. And she said, and your case is even more complicated, because I don't know of anyone that has coded in an elevator and still lived, and to be able to walk in to your doctor's appointment, not carried in, not wheeled in, but walk in. She said, I realize that you are miserable and in pain, but there is a reason. We don't know what it is, but there's a reason you're still alive. And that really got to me, for the doctor to tell her that, because my girl is in such a deep depression and she's miserable. So thank you to all who pray for my girls. I appreciate it so much.
Hi, y'all. This is Taken with Love from Louisiana. I've always felt like Blind Tony was a star, but I didn't know he had a YouTube channel. Sir, I just love your poetry. It hits home for me every single time I hear one. And then to know that I can get a copy of it, I'm so excited. Thank you for ministering to this podcast all the time. You are a breath of fresh air and a gift from the Lord. I appreciate the insight that God has given you with eyes wide open. Father, I would like to pray for Blind Tony. Father, he has the faith of a mustard seed that has grown into a great big tree over him. empower him and encourage him and strengthen him to do as much in his latter days as he did his whole entire life. Thank you for his humble stance, his humble love for you, God. He's such an inspiration to this Dabber Nation. Father, I just thank you and praise you for Blind Tony. Bless him immensely, Lord, I pray. In Jesus' name, God bless y'all. Bye-bye.
Hello, my DAB family. This is Jamie in New Jersey, standing on the Word of God. I humbly ask you to please pray with me. Dear Father in Heaven, thank you for always being with us. Today, we want to lift up all those who feel like giving up. Father, this world is so difficult to navigate without you and the assurances of your word. There are those who suffer and don't seem to see a way out of their pain and circumstances. We ask that you would make your presence known to them. We ask that you would show them how to navigate this life. Our hearts hurt for these, your children too, who do not yet know how to overcome the world. Father, we ask in the mighty name of Jesus for you to comfort and bring them healing. Father, we know that nothing is impossible for you, and we know that nobody is beyond your reach. We pray that you would draw them into your kingdom. Show us the way to bring hope into their lives. Help us to show your love. Show us how to intercede for those without hope, those who want to give up, those who are lost and struggling to endure. Father, we know that it is not your will that any should perish. We are asking for a great intercession of your Holy Spirit upon this earth. Don't let your children perish. Don't let them be lost. Don't let them give up. Don't let them believe the lies of this world. Show them your love. We pray in Jesus' name, amen. Thank you for praying along with me, my brothers and sisters. I love each and every one of you. Have a good night.
Hey family, beloved in Bakersfield, calling in July 22nd to pray over our children. Now there is no condemnation for those who belong to Christ, Romans 8:1. Never has there been better news. Never has there been a better reason to take a deep breath and release all your fears and regrets. If you are in Christ, joined to him by faith, there is no condemnation hanging over you, threatening you, accusing you. It's not that you have never done anything worthy of judgment. It is not that all parents just need to give themselves a break. Parents who are outside of Christ, who have not taken hold of Christ, have plenty of reasons to feel dread over their failures to live up to God's standards. But the unbelievable good news for imperfect parents who are in Christ is that all the condemnation we deserve for not being patient enough, for not being attentive enough, for simply not being enough, has been laid upon Christ. All of the condemnation we deserve for cutting our children to pieces with our words, for being harsh with our children out of anger, for crushing their spirits with our unrealistic expectations, has been laid on Jesus. This means that God can turn to those who are in Christ and assure us, there is no condemnation for you. You don't have to keep on carrying such a heavy weight of guilt and regret. To be continued.
Hi neighbors, it's Lisa the Encourager. I just wanted to continue to pray for you. I wanted to pray for God's Life speaker and thank her for her encouragement on good health and making good, wise choices for our bodies. And I appreciated your encouragement in that on the community prayer. And also wanted to reach out to Beloved in Bakersfield and say a prayer for you. You two beautiful women and two beautiful women of prayer, two beautiful followers of Christ, and sharing with us regularly your beautiful prayers. So I just want to pray for you both. Dear Heavenly Father God, I just pray for God's Life speaker. I pray for encouragement for her and strength and love and just compassionate people to come in her lives and to dote on her. I feel like she's probably a strong woman that's giving a lot, and I just pray that she has others that give back to her and make her feel very loved in her life, Lord. I pray, Lord Jesus, blessings for her and goodness and strength. And I also pray for beloved in Bakersfield, Lord. I pray that you will bless her, her and her husband and her family. And I pray for her children. She has such lovely prayers for our children. I just thank you so much for those beautiful, lovely prayers. And I embrace each one of them for my children. And I just pray blessings over you and your possibility of another child soon. And pray, God, that will bless you.
Good morning, Daily Audio Bible. It's Brian in Huber Heights. It's 3:36 in the morning, and I'm submitting a praise and a prayer request. God has opened a door for my son Mitchell, who's mentally ill and soon to be homeless, to have an apartment, but it's a studio apartment. He's rejecting it, and I just pray that he accepts it. I can't let him live at my house. He's been abusive with me, and I'm getting ready to have surgery, so my rotator cuff surgery, so my arm will be in a sling, and he's much stronger and bigger than me and younger. I don't want to put myself at risk. I pray he accepts this and God blesses him in it. I want to ask for prayer for his salvation. He says he's saved, but I don't see any evidence of that. I pray that God would lead him to that narrow path. I pray also for my daughter, asking prayer for her. My daughter Ashley is seeking a job outside of the country. She presently has a job that I prayed that she would get for years. God blessed her with it, Lord, and I pray she doesn't leave this job. It's a generational job. It pays well, more three times as much as she would normally make in her career field. And she needs that to provide for her family, and also don't want her to leave the country with my one and only grandchild. Pray for her salvation, for Vincent, her son, my grandchild's salvation, when he is old enough to accept Jesus. And I just ask for your prayers. I'm not sure what to do here. I need the Holy Spirit to give me wisdom. And I thank you for all your prayers as I pray along with your prayer request. Thank you so much. God bless.
I want to say a quick prayer for, I don't remember their names, but they're missionaries in Paris, and they recently had a baby girl, I believe 3 months old, and her heart is not forming well or is not what it should be. So I just want to lift this baby up. I believe the mom's name was Deborah, but Lord, please just, we ask that you just heal this baby, Lord. We ask that even though we were born sinners and fallen, this is an innocent baby, and we pray that you would just have mercy on it and grant healing, Lord. By the stripes of your son, Jesus, we claim healing as heirs with you. As Brian read today, we have the Spirit that raised Christ from the dead living inside of us. And so we ask and we come to you, Father, and just ask that you, again, have mercy on this baby and allow her heart to be made whole. Physically and spiritually as she grows, and that she would be a walking testimony for you. In your son's name I pray. Amen.
Good morning, Daily Audio Bible family. This is Kelly from Long Beach, California. Yeah, I'm up late. It's 2 o'clock a.m. No, 2:14 a.m. But if you could lift up my friend, his name is James Chandler. He was in the ER earlier because he said he had a lot of congestion. So if you could keep him lifted up in prayer for healing and for both of us to help us lose weight. We both need to start eating more healthier. I'm trying to eat more vegetables and everything. So everybody have a blessed night. Goodbye.
Dear Lord, thank you for this night, and I really hope that you will
keep us safe through the night, and thank you that we can be together and that we have you in our heart. Lord, I pray that you will keep us safe through all the rough times, and I know that we can make it through, but sometimes it gets too hard, and I hope that you will protect us. Amen.
Hi, y'all. Recently, someone blessed me with a gift, 365 names of God. And I've been thinking how beautiful this book is. It's hardbound, and it's life, it's truth, it's the Word of God. And I thought I would share a few each day. And I pray that it will empower you to stand on what He is saying that He is. Learning the names of God is probably one of the greatest things that we can do, to remember that His truth and His promises are yes and amen. And the first one is, I am the God who shows wonders. Acts 2 and 19. I will show wonders in heaven above and signs in the earth beneath, blood and fire and vapor of smoke. I am the Lord. My voice is powerful and full of majesty. Psalms 29 and 4. The voice of the Lord is powerful. The voice of the Lord is full of majesty. I am God. Nothing is too hard for me. Behold, I am the Lord, the God of all flesh. Is there anything too hard for me? Jeremiah 32 and 27. Father, as I lift up every dabber listening, I pray that we would memorize and hold these truths in our heart. Yes, Lord, you are the great I am, and we give you honor and praise and glory today. Etch it in our hearts, Father. We love you. We praise you. In Jesus' mighty name, amen. God bless y'all. Bye-bye. Taken with love from Louisiana.
I don't want to say who it is. I don't want to get in trouble, but I don't know what to do. If I leave my husband, my kids will be alone with him, and he is such a mean, angry man. It's not like physical so much as verbal, and it's palpable. All day, every day, I wake up with a stomachache. I go to bed with a stomachache. I'm so tired. I pray. I listen to the Bible every day. I have family that live in the area, but a lot of it is his family. And I'm so alone. Something happened yesterday and I needed help, and I didn't have anybody to call. I feel like the longer I'm in this, the more isolated I get. He won't go to church, and I haven't been since October, and no one has even checked on our family. No one. Even if I'm uptown and see someone from church, it's like they don't even acknowledge, like I'm invisible. So I fake it, and I be as good as I can to get everything done and keep the peace here for my kids' sake. But I'm truly beyond drained, and I don't know how much longer I can do it. I just don't feel like it's good for anybody anymore. So if you could pray, thank you.
This is Fearfully and Wonderfully Made in Winchester, Virginia, and I just heard a prayer request from a father, the father of Mitchell, who is battling mental illness and not sure what to do. I find myself in the same situation with my own son, and I can tell you, my heart bleeds for you, and I really didn't know what was the right thing to do, but what I ended up doing was putting an apartment in my basement so that my son has his own space, and I can watch over him and keep him safe, and I pray over his room. His apartment is below my living space in my home, and I literally will cover that floor and lay over it, and I will pray over him. He doesn't know it, but I know it, and God knows it. And I will tell you, this has been 10 years now that I put this apartment in my basement, and I have never regretted it. He lives his life. I pray over him. I know that he's safe. I know that no one is hurting him. So I'm just going to ask for God to give you the wisdom, the strength to make the right decision in order to keep your son safe. Dear Heavenly Father, I bring Mitchell before you, and I just ask for prayer for healing, and that you would heal this relationship with his father, and that you would help them come to the solution that will keep Mitchell safe, and also that you will bring the angels to surround him and protect his mental state, dear God. Just remove all the bad thoughts, all the bad behaviors from him, dear Lord. And I just ask this in Jesus' name. Amen.
This is Nancy from Nebraska, and I just heard Dr. John get on here and give us the good news about the new grandbaby. And I just want to say congratulations. We are praising God with you for healthy new baby and everyone doing well, and what an experience for you.
This is from Junk to Treasure, and I want to cover Daughter of God in Kansas for her son Tim suffering with PTSD, and all of our knee benders who have served or have family that have served and are suffering. Lord, we lift up to you those who have served in the military and are now suffering with PTSD. Help them release the pain and trauma that they carry to you. Grant them strength and resilience. We pray for a future filled with hope and expectation for them. Allow each of them, Father God, to rediscover their purpose and grant them fulfillment. May you replace the horrifying memories that haunt them with peace. Work with their hearts and minds, Lord, to be able to forgive themselves and to find rest in your love. Please dispel the darkness within them with your radiant light and let them find refuge in the shelter of your loving arms. Help them face each day with courage and give them your guidance when they falter on their journey. Put in their path, Lord, supportive friends, family, and professionals to help in their healing. And let them discover new and productive ways to process their emotions in a healthy way. And grant them, Father God, the daily knowledge of them being safe and protected, and be their strong tower when they feel weak. Lift them up and undergird them with a peace that passes all understanding. And may they serve in a new way for others who are suffering like they have. Let them be help to others in the name of Jesus Christ.
Hey family, Beloved in Bakersfield calling in the continuation for July 22nd. When our children struggle, it is easy to find reasons to be quite sure it is our fault. So what do we do with that? We will probably never be able to figure out exactly what causes difficulties in their lives, but when we are convinced that there is no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus, we can admit our failings freely, humble ourselves before our children, and begin to find healing together. Lord, these words, no condemnation, are two of the most beautiful words in the world, and yet, some days they are hard for us to believe, hard for us to take hold of. On one hand, we are quick to blame someone or something else for the struggles our kids face, but deep down, we condemn ourselves. Help us to live and love in the reality of the freedom that comes from your grace. And most of all, may our embrace of this gospel truth change how our children deal with the self-condemnation that threatens their peace. I love you, family.
Hey, my beautiful dab fam. This is KSD. Family, I just want to lift up a couple of our dabbers. Lord, I lift up Corey, who has moved for a job and it's been pretty rough, and he's been experiencing loneliness as his wife wants to separate. Father, will you send strength to my brother? Let him know, God, that you are there with him in the struggle. I pray that whatever is taking place in the backstory of this marriage and family ordeal, that you would bring it full circle, that you would bring healing to this wife's heart, that you would allow her to lean into you and not to her own understanding or to her feelings. And I pray that you would help Corey to keep loving his wife as Christ loved the church, no matter what. And then you bring the healing and the restoration. And I pray that you would rebuke the hand of the enemy who's attempting to destroy this marriage in Jesus' name. And then for Dwayne from Wisconsin, whose son Joseph had a panic attack, possibly due to being self-conscious concerning his condition with his teeth. Lord, would you remind Joseph that he is fearfully and wonderfully made in you, and that who he is only matters because of what you say about him, not what his appearance says or anybody else has to say about him. But Lord, would you settle his heart, settle his emotions, and build him up in you, in Jesus' name. And then for Nicole, Living Christ Redemption Story in Florida, thank you, God, for our dear sister's contribution to the DAB. Bless her as she is preparing for a local missions trip with her 11-year-old daughter. Would you bless them? Let it be fruitful, productive. Let it be life-giving and transforming for them both. Protect them and keep them in Jesus' name. Amen.
Hey, family. Beloved in Bakersfield, calling in July 23rd to pray over our children. Against its will, all creation was subjected to God's curse. But with eager hope, the creation looks forward to the day when it will join God's children in glorious freedom from death and decay. For we know that all creation has been groaning as in the pains of childbirth right up to the present time. And we believers also groan, even though we have the Holy Spirit within us as a foretaste of future glory. For we long for our bodies to be released from sin and suffering. We too wait with eager hope for the day when God will give us our full rights as his adopted children, including the new bodies he has promised us. Romans 8:20-23. Groaning, as in the pains of childbirth, it's a dramatic picture, a vivid memory for many moms, especially. The pain seemed unbearable. We wanted it to be over as soon as possible. The reason we were willing to endure it, however, was that we knew the pain would prove profitable. After the delivery, we would welcome a new life worth all the waiting. The painful groans of childbirth would give way to the incredible joys of holding a baby in our arms and in our hearts. To be continued.
Hey, Daily Audio Bible family. It's Jane Ruth from Nebraska. And I can't help but notice Brian's constant focus on gratitude. And I gotta say that the thing that I've been focusing on is mercy. And I got a merci, the grace, the thankfulness, and the idea of saying merci, the French word for thanks. But I have a saying next to my chair that says, just enough grace for today. I have been so aware of my lack of forgiveness and my resentment, and so aware that I love you people so much, and I need you so badly, and I need those prayers that go out over and over again that are blanket prayers. And Billy from Montgomery, from Wetumpka, or whatever it is that you say, cover you up with prayer. I mean, I feel like being snuggled, you know, in prayer. And it's just a wonderful, warm feeling of knowing that I'm not alone, because I don't have parents and I don't have children and I don't have grandchildren, but I have the Daily Audio Bible, and it's been 15 years, and you people are precious to me, and I love you dearly. Every day I love you, and I need you desperately.
Good morning, DAB. My name is, I'll go by Rescued and Redeemed. My name is pretty unique, so I don't want anyone to know who I am at this moment. I've been listening to Daily Audio Bible for the past 3 years and walking with Christ, or at least trying to, for the past 4 years, though I've known Jesus practically my whole life. I remember accepting him for the first time, I think maybe at like 8 years old. But unfortunately, I didn't have a great upbringing. I don't have a parental support system. I had a lot of trauma and difficult things that children should not have to deal with growing up. And of course, that's affected me as an adult and affected how I handle relationships. And I've been seeing the same guy for the past 7 years on and off. And we're off again. And, you know, I'm 38. So just completely ready to settle down. But, of course, only in the right situation. And this isn't the right situation. So that we can stop falling into this trap, I decided to pray about moving out of state, and God has put that on my heart, and I've brought it up to my boss, and it seems like there is a sliver of an opportunity. So I just pray and ask for your prayers, that God can just make the path for me, that he can open all the right doors and shut the wrong ones. Thank you.
Shalom, shalom. Dabbers, good morning. This is take three. I'm calling in on July 24th. I heard a prayer request from a mother for her son Joshua, and the Holy Spirit just has compelled me to call in and come alongside and pray and lift up your son. So let's go to the Father. Heavenly Father, we just lift up this beautiful woman and her son Joshua, Father God, and we lift them up to your throne of mercy and grace, Father. Father, you know the situation. You know what's going on in Joshua's heart. You know the grief and you know the longing of his mother, who loves him so much. And she knows that prayer is what's needed. He is battling the spirit of depression and anxiety, Father God. And we just rebuke this spirit and we replace it with your love, Father, that agape, that chesed love, that unfailing love. Father God, we pray that he comes to know your son Jesus, that he leans in, that Joshua draws near to you, Father, and leans in on your promises, Father, your promises of hope and peace. And we know that all things will work together for your good, for those who do believe and live according to your will. So my sweet sister, I lift you up in God's strength, in his peace, and it is in the mighty name of his precious, matchless son, Jesus Christ, that we pray.
Hello, everybody. This is Godsmile here. I just wanted to call in and have a little chat with you and tell you how thankful I am to DAB. I don't count the years. I forgot how many years, but it's been quite a long time I've been listening. And through DAB, I've made some beautiful friendships. And you all know who you are, don't you? Those who I chat with and send voice messages to. And I got a lovely birthday card from Danny today. Thank you, Danny. And just, it's opened up a world. And I prayed for friendships for so long, because being in the house a lot, with being unwell, you know, it's a lonely place at times. But the Lord took me to himself, and then he gave me DAB. And one person in particular I want to give a big shout out to is Clarence, because Clarence was a friend of Samson Ellis, and through Samson I was able to connect to Clarence, and we've been writing for almost 5 years, and now we can email each other, and the friendship that we have with God's Holy Spirit, we really connect. And so I know you're listening, Clarence, and I hope that puts a big smile on your face, because we have a smile, don't we? And we share the word and we share life and we never tire of something to say. So I want to send you my love, Clarence, and all my friends out there, and just how special DAB is and the connections that we make through it. So thank you, Brian. Thank you, Jill. Thank you, everybody that works. Time sticking away. Kiss, kiss.
Hi, this is Victoria Soldier. I want to pray for Darlene, who's going through with her father and her brother, and I also want to pray for Deborah and her husband, Mike, who just had their baby, and pray for that precious little baby that she will make, and God is faithful. Oh, Lord, just bless that precious little baby. She's ready to be here with us, running around. Oh, Lord, I want to pray for Ray in Iowa, the son who's becoming a firefighter. I want to also pray for daughter of the silversmith and for the 20 years and the people in Texas who are going through the thing, and also the lady who's had kidney stones. We want to pray for her and that God will bless. Lord, we thank you. We thank you. We thank you for the blessing. We thank you for the healing. We thank you for your miracles. Nothing is impossible for you. And we thank you, Lord, for your blessing. We thank you for the 20 years of the Dabbers. And I thank you for all these wonderful people. I ask you to give them life and favor. Open up doors that no man can close. And even the seniors, Lord, you provide and open up doors, Lord, even in the times like this, as you said, that they'll have more than enough. And Lord, we give you the glory. In Jesus' name, amen.
Psalm 27:10 says, "When my mother and father forsake me, the Lord will take me up." I want to give God a praise. He has taken me through the wilderness the last year. I surrendered to him about a year ago, and everything has been taken out of my life. But I want to testify that today my book is coming out, and I hope it will reach a lot of people. And I also want to testify to one of my answered prayers being this community. I prayed and asked God for a love of the Bible and reading it. And now listening to Brian every morning has become a part of my routine. And I want to thank you, Brian, for your words, your voice, your genuine love that comes across so clearly. Just hearing someone say, "I love you," every day, it means so much. I know you know the reach that you're having, but I just want to thank you personally for being there for me when nobody else was. Thank you. Thank you for doing what God has told you to do. You're really touching people. You're touching my life. Thank you.
Good morning, DAB family. This is Saved by Grace in California. I'd like to pray for and lift up my sister who called in about her son, the 28-year-old who's suffering from depression and had many losses in his life. Father, in the name of Jesus, I lift up this young man to you. I plead the blood of Jesus over him. I pray, Father God, for deliverance from all anxiety, worry, fear, and depression. In the name of Jesus Christ, I bind it in Jesus' name, and we loose the spirit of love, power, and a sound mind over him. Father God, I pray, Lord, that you would just shine your light into his darkness and in his despair. Father, that you would encamp your angels around about him to minister to him the words of hope, the love of Christ over him, Lord. I pray, Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, Lord, that you will show him his need for Jesus Christ in his life, that you would comfort him and give him peace. Father, that you would just show him, Lord, that you are the hope, Father God, In the name of Jesus, I pray, Lord, I pray for the mother. I ask that you give her a peace, that you give her words of wisdom, discernment, Father, and the knowledge. And Lord, I thank you for saving him. I thank you for restoring him back to sanity. I thank you, Lord, for what you're about to do in his life and the testimony, God, that his life will bring you glory and others to know the saving grace of Jesus Christ. In Jesus' name, I pray, amen.
Hey, family, calling in the continuation for July 23rd. Our groaning didn't end when our children were born. However, in many ways, it was only the beginning. Paul says that we groan even as we wait with eager hope. So what does that mean for parents? It means that we aren't surprised by trouble. We don't expect the Christian life to unfold without struggle. Because we know death and decay are realities of the fallen creation we live in, we don't accuse God of wrong when our children aren't impacted by the effects of the curse. We're not surprised when accidents happen or natural disasters strike or deadly viruses infect. We groan, but we don't give up. In the midst of our sorrow is a radiant, confident hope that a day is coming that will make all of the pain of this life worthwhile. A day of glory so great that our sufferings will seem small by comparison. Lord, sometimes we groan as we think about waiting for you to free the world from death and decay. The curse is so real. We feel its effects in our family. We see its effects in our community. We experience its effects in our bodies. But you also enable us to anticipate a future glory. Help us to savor every foretaste of what is to come and wait with eager hope. I love you, family.
Hello, my VAB family. This is Jamie in New Jersey, standing on the Word of God. I humbly ask you to please pray with me. Dear Father in Heaven, may we never take your blessings for granted. We come to you today with hearts full of gratitude. Thank you for your countless blessings and your unwavering love. Thank you for the gift of life, for the air we breathe, and for the strength you give us each day. Your grace and mercy sustain us, and we are deeply grateful for your presence in our lives. Thank you for providing for all our needs and for guiding us with your wisdom. Even in times of trial, we thank you for the lessons and the growth that come from trusting in you. We pray in Jesus' name, amen. Thank you for praying along with me, my brothers and sisters. I love each and every one of you. Have a good night.
Good evening. My name is David Solomon, calling on July 23rd from South Carolina. I wanted to request prayer for a situation that I just heard about this evening. My wife is actually taking a driver's course, and one of the instructors, unfortunately, for that course was discovered to have been missing recently, and so just wanted to request prayer for this person. I don't know this person or anything like that, but just want to pray that the Lord would allow this person to be found safe, whole, and return to their family. Just wanted to request that. And thank you so much to Brian and your family just for all that you all do to encourage and point us closer to King Jesus. Much love.
Hello, my name is Jason, and I am calling in for prayer for my 13-year-old son, Jesse. He's battling with depression and suicidal thoughts, and he is deceived and is experimenting with homosexuality, and I need the family of the Daily Audio Bible to stand in the gap with me and to cover him in the blood and just protect him from this deception. Thank you.
Hi, my name is Lydia Joy. I'm calling in from Washington State, and I wanted to say a blessing over every sort of relationship in the world. I'd like to pray for siblings, for parents, parent-child, couples, relationships, friendships, you know, all of it. So here goes something. Dear Father, Dad, thank you for relationships, for every kind. Thank you that you created us to be a community. Thank you, Lord, that your hand is upon us and that you love us so dearly and so desperately. Thank you that our relationships are a shadow of what it's like to know you. Lord, as we go about our day, may we stop and ponder and realize, oh, God is here. I want to talk to him. I want to know my dad. Some of us... Anyway, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, that we can know you as a father, that we can know you as a friend, our savior, our counselor, God with us. Thank you, Lord, for all that you are and all that you have done and all that you will do. Please, Lord, help us to stop and remember that you are here, that you are present, that you love us so desperately and so dearly, and that you just want to spend a little bit of time with us. Well, my time is coming to an end, so thank you, Lord. Thank you for everything. Thank you for the sky, for the trees, even for the buildings. And we love you. In Jesus' name, amen.
Good morning, DAB family. This is Cheryl in southeastern Washington, Princess Warrior of God. There was a prayer request for a longtime caller about her 28-year-old son who's going through... a lot, dear God. We just pray, Lord God, pray Psalms 91 for protection, dear God, that you will give him favor, dear God, that things will start to turn around for him, Lord. Please, Lord, and we know that you know this is happening, so we pray for you to cover him and hold him and lead him and guide him to where he can get some answers and get some help, dear God. And please pray for peace, comfort for his mom. And we just know that nothing is impossible for you. And so I just thank you, give you praise. And just remember, everybody, God is in control. Bye.
Good morning, DAB family. It's Nicole from Alberta, Canada calling. And this morning, I just want to pray for protection over all the dabbers. I just pray for the mighty hand of God to just hide us under the shelter of his wing. I pray that you would make yourself known in every situation that's going on, that you would protect us from the harm intended by the enemy, from the things that he wants us to do or listen to do. Just give us your ears to hear, give us your heart to receive, and give us your mind of clarity. And be with us, I pray. And I also pray for the impossible situations. Jesus, you are God of the impossible, and whether it's financial, physical, mental, anything, Lord, I just pray that you would reveal yourself and make yourself known in these impossible situations. We thank you for all that you are and all that you do. Thank you that you have called us to be your own. Give us ears to hear, give us eyes to see, and give us a heart and mind to receive. We love you, Lord. Thank you, Father. Amen.
Hello, my dear Daily Audio Bible family. This is Maria. I wanted to give a shout out to Amy in Troutdale. We were going to a wedding this summer and we drove through Troutdale on our way there and back, and I thought about you and prayed for you, and I'd like to pray for you now. Heavenly Father, thank you for my sister. Thank you for the eloquence you have given her, the gifting that you have given her, the family you have given her. Lord, I just pray that you would protect her and her family, that you would make her strong as she continues to serve you and walk with you, that you would teach her more and more about prayer and being a warrior for your kingdom as she continues to pray and lift others up. I pray for any specific prayer requests that she's just been longing for, her heart's desires. I don't know what they are, but you do, and I just ask that you would fulfill those in her life. Thank you for letting us be family, and I'm so grateful that someday we're all going to be together because of Jesus. We love you so much, and it's in his name we pray. Amen.
Good morning, everyone. It's Susan from Canada, Cause Yellow Flower calling. And I want to pray for Joshua this morning, who's suffering from depression. Lord God, Jesus, I don't know why we can get into such a deep, dark depression, but it's the way we're wired. And I lift Joshua to you and all the others who are suffering from depression and anxiety, that you would just be our peace, be our calmness in the heaviest of storms, and that you would help us all to overcome by the power of your holy name. We especially lift up Joshua and ask that you make straight the crooked paths in his life, that he may see you clearly and follow you wholeheartedly. In Jesus' name I pray.
Hey everybody, this is Following the Pillar. I'm just calling in today, July 24th. I heard the call from Joshua's mother. I didn't think you left your name, but we're calling in agreement with you today, sister. We're calling to stand with you in the gap to bring your son to Jesus on the throne. Lord God, we pray that your grace and your mercy would just wash over Joshua, that as he goes through this struggle, Lord God, that you would use it to bring him closer to you, that you would allow him to see your mercy and your grace through this hard time, and that he would come out stronger and in a tighter relationship with you on the other side. We're also praying for Joshua's mother, that as she brings this to you, Lord God, that she would be able to leave it with you, that you would be able to take up that fight on her behalf, so that she can find peace and rest in your love, your mercy. Lord God, we know as parents that it is hard when children are hurting, so we just pray that you would give that peace beyond understanding and that rest that she needs. So we bring all of this to the mighty name of Jesus. We pray that the blood of Jesus just wash over the whole situation. We love you, sister, and we'll be standing here with you praying on your behalf. We'll all talk to you soon. Bye.
Hey, greetings, family. This is Jane Ruth in Nebraska. And, you know, I wanted to say a couple of things. One thing, you know, the Bible reads the Bible and, you know, it interprets itself. And I hear a lot of people talking about that verse that says, give and it shall be given unto you. But, you know, if you read that verse as it's talking about itself, it's not talking about money. It's talking about forgiveness and grace, because it's talking about judgment before that. And it's talking about being judged, and it's talking about grace. And so, you know, if you read it in context, it's talking about forgiving. And, you know, one of the things that I've been thinking about a lot is evening and morning were the first day. Okay, so, you know, I do a lot of planning by doing the day before, and the whole journaling thing is really important to me. And salt is so important in the Bible, and water, and honey, and holy water. You know that thing where they throw the water, they throw the salt in to get the axe handle up? How do they do that stuff? And, you know, you read the Bible and it interprets itself. It's amazing. And it's like you listen day after day. People, God is amazing. Amazing. This is Jane Ruth in Nebraska, and I have a praise report. I'm still here. I've had med changes. I've had insurance changes. I'm getting by on less. My teeth are not fixed, but my car's still here. I've had two tires, a battery, an alternator, and $2,500 worth of stuff. My pain level's higher. I've got, still got my feet, which is amazing because I've got neuropathy that's crazy. And, I have been gifted so many things that I never would have believed that would help, but things are helping. And I'm still walking, which is amazing to me. I have insomnia, but I can still sleep. It's not very much, but God is blessing me in ways that I never would have believed. You know, St. Augustine said, or Augustine said, he who sings prays twice. Well, keep singing because it helps. And, you know, the thing that I've seen is that the Daily Audio Bible doesn't make the pain go away. It just gives you somebody to share it with. I wanted to share the 5 D's that have to do with dealing with addiction. Distract, delay, discuss, drink water, and deep breathe. In August, I'll have 39 years of sobriety and 20 years without a cigarette. And it amazes me that that's happened. And it'll be 200 pounds off. So praise God, I'm a survivor. God love ya.
Good morning, my beautiful knee bender dabbers in this wonderful community. It's July 24th. This is From Junk to Treasure. And I heard today's reading, and at the end, listened to the prayers and the encouragement. And I heard Taken with Love talking about my prayer that I had submitted back on July 19th. Most of the time, I remember to ask the Holy Spirit to help me with my prayers and the things that He wants me to say when I pray for it to have the most impact for the listener so that they know that we out here in this community care and we are lifting their prayers to the throne of grace. Sometimes I do forget to ask the Holy Spirit and I pray from my heart, my mind, and my emotions. But most of the time, I do remember to ask. And so I just let those things that I've learned or absorbed or the things that the Holy Spirit directs me to, that's what I pray so that I'm not stumbling around and forgetting to say the points to the Lord that I want to say when I'm praying to Him. Because, you know, as I'm praying, those prayers are submitted, you know, through the Holy Spirit right up to the throne of grace. And so I just wanted to thank you for making that post Taken with Love. I appreciate the time and the comments. So, make treasures out of the junk that is thrown in our lives.
Hi, my name is Lydia Joy, and I just wanted to encourage those out there listening. So, here's a psalm. If I go up to the heavens, you are there. If I make my bed in the depths, you are there. If I rise on the wings of the dawn, if I settle on the far side of the sea, even there your hand will guide me. Your right hand will hold me fast. If I say, surely the darkness will hide me and the light become dark, even there, you're present. Sorry, I'm quoting from memory, so didn't get it right completely, but praise the Lord, praise Jesus, praise Him in the highest. Glory be. Thank you, Jesus. As we go about our day, may we be aware of your presence, Lord. May we pause and remember God is here. Yeah, it's cool. thank you, Lord, for being a present, active part of our lives. Thank you that you're with us. Thank you that you love us so dearly, so desperately. Oh, Lord God, thank you.
Hey, y'all, brothers and sisters, this is Casey, the single-minded plumber. I just wanted to call in and give everybody a great big thank you. My personal trainer, Derek, is out of surgery. I called in a while back asking for you guys to pray for him because he needed heart surgery. and he got out last night, and he is up and talking this morning, and it was better than they had hoped. They didn't have to do a bypass. They just did a repair. He looks better than a lot of people I've seen come out of a heart surgery. So yeah, God was there. God was working. Thank you. Thank you so much. I love all of you. Have a great day. Bye. Good morning. I just want to pray for a mom that called in for her son, her 28-year-old son, who's suffering from anxiety and depression, and things are just starting to fall apart in his life. He lost his job. His girlfriend is getting denied for insurance for whatever reason, so can't get medical help. It just can kind of see how both the mom and I believe his name was Joshua can just start to spiral out. So Lord, we lift this family up, this mom and son up. We pray that you establish, or you make it known to them, that you are their foundation. That you are the bedrock that is underneath them to support them. And that, as Brian read today, ironically, if Christ is for us, who can be against us? And, you know, in the chop and waves of life, like, you cannot, it doesn't always feel that way, but he's there. But we also just ask for restoration and healing of Joshua's mind, that you, Lord, would just reach down and, as the great physician, make his mind whole. Cast out the spirit of anxiety and depression that's plaguing him, and allow him to set his eyes on you, Lord. Allow him to pour into scripture and fill his mind with your being. In your son's name I pray. Amen.
Hi, DAB family. This is Aussie Bear in Australia. I don't remember how long it's been since I've been on the DAB, other than, you know, most recently. But I wanted to share some really good news. I think when I was on before, my church didn't have a minister, that we were still praying for a minister. Well, we have a minister. We've had a minister now for over a year, year and a half, maybe, you know, around February will be 2 years, so about a year and a half, and which is wonderful. And they have just had their third child, as in born yesterday, which was so exciting. It's so exciting that they've had their third little boy, and they've named him Gaius from the Bible. And so I just wanted to share some happy news. The new minister, they're a young couple straight out of college, he and his wife, and they're now three little boys. Straight out of college, and his teaching is so good. He's so good, and I'm gleaning so much from his sermons. And he puts together our Bible studies as well for our Bible study groups, and so they are such a blessing to our church. And so praise God so much for blessing us with this wonderful minister and his family. And I just wish them all well with their new baby. I've got the hiccups, I'm sorry. All right, guys, I have been listening. I have been diligently listening. I've almost finished January, so I'm getting there. So I'll talk soon. Bye-bye.
Stephen from Idaho. This is Tilly from Florida. I was on a bike ride when I listened to your prayer request for your dad, and it touched me. Having been a person who has gone through battles with AFib-related issues since 2019, you know, very aggressive AFib, and through a lot of diet changes and everything like that, lifestyle changes, I just look at it as the root cause of everything. to find a solution, and I was taken off of the medicine flecainide about 3 weeks ago, and I'm feeling a lot better. But anyway, yeah. So it just made me realize that I needed to call in and pray for you. Father, I lift up Steve and his dad right now, and I pray, Lord Jesus, that you will, first off, comfort those involved. Extend your healing hand that is the children's bread because of the stripes you bore on your back. And so I receive my healing, and I pray that Stephen's dad will receive the same, even if the journey is a little rocky and long like mine, or whether it's quick and easy. I thank you for that in Jesus' name. Stephen, I love you, and thank you for calling in and encouraging me to continue my journey as well. Amen. God bless to the community.
This is Redeemed in Southern Illinois. I wanted to respond to a prayer call-in request for a precious mom wanting prayer for her son Joshua, 28 years old, suffering from depression, anxiety, recently lost his job. His vehicle has blown up, is on the fritz, and his girlfriend broke up with him as well. And she's just so distraught and concerned about him. Lord, we just lift up Joshua to you. You know exactly where he is in his life and what needs to take place, Lord. And above all, we want him to know you, to learn about you, and to walk with you. Please be with him in this very difficult time and meet him where he's at, provide for his needs. He has no insurance benefits. Open those doors. Maybe there's a no-pay clinic that he can walk into for some type of assistance, whatever it takes. But Lord, we just lift this precious son up to you and pray for the mama. She is just desperate, doesn't know what to do, and you know, it's so hard to see our kids suffer. And we know you know this above all. And we just pray all this in your precious name. We love you. Precious mom, call in and give us an update. We love you and so glad you're part of the DAB family. Bye-bye.
Hello, Dabbers. This is Kay from Ohio. I wanted to pray for Billy. I'm missing part of your handle, but with Trinity the Stone, part of that, I hope you get all of this. I was just sitting there listening to your prayer request about the cancer in your prostate, and God, how do I pray for this? What are we praying for? Of course, we don't want cancer. Of course, we want healing. Of course, we want the easiest, quickest way possible, God. But I ask it for healing in his heart and in his mind first. That you will be with Billy, be with the doctors, that they will make the correct decision of what to do, when to do it, how, where, but they will let go of it and let you direct them of how this needs to be done. And if it's waiting, well, Lord, whatever they do is going to be waiting. So give him peace. When it starts to stir up in his stomach and it feels like it's a weight and you can't put your finger on it, can you double down on peace? Bless those who are in the same situation, God. They're waiting on the biopsy. They're waiting on the results. They're waiting on the next step. They're already in treatment. God, we know you can do this. We've seen you do it before. We're asking that you do it for us. We're asking that you do it for our family members, our co-workers, those at our church. But we ask that we draw closer to you and trust you like never before. Thank you, faithful and kind God.
Hey, my beautiful Dab fam. This is KSD. Exactly 2 weeks ago, I placed a call to let you guys know that July 10th represents the four-year anniversary of the death of LOV's son, William. And today, July 24th, represents the one-year anniversary of the death of LOV's daughter, Tanya. So as you guys can imagine, July is a very, very hard month for my bride, LOV. And so just coming again to ask you to please continue to lift up my bride, Lady of Victory, and our marriage and our family as a whole. And so, Father, I just ask that you will continue to comfort the hearts of every family member here around the global campfire that is grieving for the loss of a loved one or multiple losses. Lord, we ask that you will continue to comfort Grandma Grace, continue to comfort Christian, aka Christ in Me, and so many others that are grieving, that are yet pushing through and finding ways to minister to others. I thank you for their labor of love and all of those around the global campfire. Send your strength, send your comfort and peace in Jesus' name.
Hey family, beloved in Bakersfield, calling in July 24th to pray over our children. We know that God causes everything to work together for the good of those who love God and are called according to His purpose for them. For God knew His people in advance, and He chose them to become like His Son, so that His Son would be the firstborn among many brothers and sisters. Romans 8:28-29. Perhaps the hardest word to swallow in Romans 8:28 is the word everything. That means not one thing falls outside of this promise. It is the everything in this verse that is both a stumbling block and a blessed solace. In His sovereignty, God is committed and able to use even the worst things we can imagine for our ultimate good and for the ultimate good of our child. But perhaps that's where the rub comes most profoundly. As hard as it can be to believe that God can and will cause everything to work together for the good in our own lives because we belong to Him, it can be much harder to believe this for our children. When we see hurts and hardships take their toll in our children's lives, it can be so terribly difficult to rest in God's promise, believing that He will use the struggle to cause them to become more like Christ. We want to be able to see a specific good thing come from the hard thing before we are willing to believe it is true. To be continued.
Hey family, calling in the continuation for July 24th. Without some evidence, we are prone to stew and worry and perhaps give in to despair. But taking hold of this truth and promise keeps us focused on God's purpose in our children's lives, which is to make them more and more like Jesus. Grabbing hold of this purpose requires that we let go of our desires for a comfortable life for our children, but it enables us to embrace a life of purpose and meaning, even when that includes pain. Lord, either everything works for good or nothing makes sense. We believe, but help our unbelief. Give us a deep and ungirding confidence that you can and will cause everything to work together for the good of anyone who belongs to you. Your sovereignty over these hard things can be difficult to accept, but it is also our greatest source of comfort. I love you, family.
Hello, my DAB family. This is Jamie in New Jersey, standing on the Word of God. I humbly ask you to please pray with me. Dear Father in Heaven, thank you for the privilege to talk to you, listen to you, and come into your presence through prayer. Make us men and women of prayer. Touch our hearts with the desire that longs to pray and commune with you. Thank you that no matter what we're going through, you are with us and sustain us. Father, help us to remember to bring every anxious thought and hard circumstance to you and lay all our concerns at your feet. Guide our steps, calm our fears, and renew our faith and hope. We pray in Jesus' name, amen. Thank you for praying along with me, my brothers and sisters. I love each and every one of you. Have a good night.
Hello, hello, hello. Good morning, good afternoon, and good evening. My name is Lovelyn, and I'm calling in from France, and I'm calling in to pray for some of our brethren that called in, that we should join them in prayer. One of our sisters called in, said that you have been a 20 years listener. Wow, that's fantastic. I wish I had been found this community for 20 years. I love this community. And you say one of your son of 20 years, just move out of the house. You're afraid something bad will happen to him. I also pray for you and your family. Sister, I want you to know we're praying for you. We're praying for you. And one of our brother again calling that he has moved his back to prison or his back to... I don't really get that prayer point. But if that's what it is, you say you will not give up. And we're here encouraging you in prayer and lifting you up in faith that you will not give up. No matter what the situation is, no matter what the circumstances be, you're not going to give up. The good Lord will continue to uphold you, and he will use you as a point of contact, reaching all our brethren in prison, behind bar, waiting trial, whatever it is, or those that have come out, they're looking for job, they're looking for house, they're looking for school. We're lifting all of you in prayer, and constantly, almost on daily basis, I lift all of you in prayer. Father, in the name of Jesus, all we are asking for our brother is mercy. Let mercy prevail in place of every judgment. We are not judging him. We are not trying to be right or wrong. But let your mercy, the Bible says that you are full in mercy. You are rich in mercy. Let your mercy speak in place of every judgment against him in the name of Jesus. And our sister, we are lifting his son up. My Father.
Hi, Daily Audio Bible. This is Jennifer from Michigan. I just want to give a shout out to Brian and Jill for this platform. And in the years that I have been listening, I just have been telling God, please teach me and show me how to be in a relationship humanly and with him. Like, it's starting with him. And Brian's teaching this year are literally what my heart has been asking for. And I'm understanding that, yes, God, you are my best friend. And I can talk to you. And if I want to talk to you, I can just read your word. And it will give...
Shalom, shalom, Daily Audio Bible. This is Dwayne from Wisconsin. All praise and glory to our wonderful Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Today is July 25th. Let's continue to pray for our children. Sparky called in and would like us to continue to pray for his son. A court date has been set for July 30th. We pray, Lord, that you will be in that situation, that the truth will be known and true justice will be upheld, and pray whatever direction that goes in, Lord, that you continue to be with Sparky, his son, and his family, and the family of the young lady who was killed in that incident. Daughter of God would like us to pray for her son, Tim. He has some mental health issues, depression, and anxiety. I want to lift it up to you, Lord, Savior, that you'd be with Tim, walk him through this. And we also give praise and glory that he was in the service, he was in the Navy, and that he served our country. We give him praise for that. Brian, continue to pray for your son, Mitchell, and all the issues that are going on with him, and the drugs, and all that. You know, just trying to find work, trying to find place to stay. Totally understand that. And we will continue to lift up your son, Mitchell. The Badger called in, would like us to pray for a friend's daughter who is just battling with drug issues. So we lift that up to our Lord and Savior. abiding in Jesus. You got divorced, and now your daughter is struggling with all that comes with that. So we pray our Lord and Savior will be with your daughter, you and your ex-husband, and things will be well. So we lift this up to our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. God bless, and amen. And remember, the same Lord and Savior that saved us is the same Lord and Savior that can save our children.
Shalom, shalom. I would like to wish Ezekiel a heartfelt happy birthday, Ezekiel. And may God bless you throughout the day and bless your family. Your dad just told the most beautiful story of the day you were born, and it brought tears to my eyes. So, Hardin family, you are such a gift and a blessing to me, my family, and this community. Happy birthday, Ezekiel.
Good morning, Daily Audio Bible. This is Laura Lee, Coconut Creek. First of all, I want to celebrate life and more life, abundant life. Mommy went to be with Jesus on the 15th of July, just crossing over the 12 a.m. mark. So, yeah. And that was her sister's birthday, who loved the Lord. She would have been 103. I just thought that was awesome. And before she took her last breath, and now I was holding her hand, my sister was on the baby cam in Hawaii. It was so beautiful. We were just all there. Before she took her last breath, she rallied, picked up her bottle of water, and took a big swig and put it down, and then breathed her last. But my friend of mine came in, and she was like, oh my gosh, that's like her baptism. And I was like, that is so beautiful. I saw it. I saw the vision. So we're celebrating her life, an abundant life. And God had to do what God had to do to bring her into the kingdom, which was to take her memory of all her verse in, which is a character of himself. And I got to see it, and I got to grow in it, and I got to suffer through it, and I got to grow in it and receive life and more healing than I could ever imagine. Now, Ezekiel, it's your birthday. It's your birthday. You are called whom God will strengthen. I love that, because you are strengthening others. You are a city on a hill that can't be hidden. I love you. God bless you.
Shalom, shalom. I just heard a couple of prayers. One from the daughter of God from Kansas, praying for her son who is suffering from PTSD. And I heard a prayer request on the Daily Audio Bible from a mother who just was in tears. She had a argument within her family, and her son left, and she's just so distraught. So, Father God, I just want to lift both of these families up to your throne of mercy, Father. Father God, I ask that you just bring this family peace and strength, wisdom and discernment, both families, Father. Help heal their hearts, their souls, their minds. Give them the strength that they need to endure during these seasons of tribulation. Father God, the young man with PTSD feels like you have abandoned him. And, oh, that's so sad. That breaks our hearts. But you know that sometimes we all feel that way at times. And we just have to lean in. And when we lean into you, you lean into us. And for the mom whose son, Father, please watch over him. Send your angel down to watch over him. If there's any danger ahead, Father God, please, please let it be known to him. Father, put it in his heart, in his mind, and in his soul to please reach out to his mom. It's in the mighty name of Jesus that we pray. We love you. Thank you.
Hi, DIB. This is
Aussie Bear in Australia, and I was just listening to a caller who rang in February. I'm up to listening to the February readings, and this caller's name was Diane, and she was talking about how she was dealing with her third endometrial cancer battle. And I was just wondering, you know, it's been 6 months now since that call, even though I only listened to it just now. I was just wondering, Diane, if you're listening, how you're doing, and how things are going with your treatment. And you know, I really admire your prayers and your dedication to praying for healing, you and your husband. And so I just wanted to let you know that from this point on, I will be praying for you as well. And I really pray that there's been improvements, and that, you know, healing is on the horizon, and nothing is impossible with God. And so, but I am curious to know how you're doing, and I look forward to hearing that you're doing so much better. All right, God bless from Australia. Bye-bye.
I just want to say happy birthday to Ezekiel. My name is Iwe from Canada. I've been listening for the last 15 years, and I think I've called only once. And I know that I do listen, and I know the day that you were born, Ezekiel. You are a blessing to this world. May the Lord bless you. Your dad has prayed for you, and I'm very, very happy for them. Our proud parents. My young ones grew up on your older siblings. I think they were in their age group. And may God bless you and keep you in Jesus' name. Amen.